This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
The current government is a disaster.
And Newt Gingrich says he'd fix it. The Republicans running for president debated last night on CNN for the last time before the next 14 contests in the next couple of weeks. And it got testy. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, Dave, lots of back and forth between Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney over health care, the auto industry bailouts, and earmarks. Romney defending his appeals for federal help when he ran the Salt Lake Olympics.
While I was fighting to save the Olympics, you were fighting to save the bridge to nowhere.
Rick Santorum later taking issue with Romney's boast that he balanced the Massachusetts budget every year he was governor.
You have a constitutional requirement to balance the budget in 4 years. No great shakes.
But the two did agree that President Obama's done a poor job in dealing with Iran and its nuclear program, Dave.
Rich, two NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan, where anti-American protests also rage on. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, NATO say a man wearing an Afghan army uniform turned his gun on coalition troops, killing two. This is just the latest in a rising number of attacks on foreign troops, where militants wearing uniforms of soldiers and the police, raising questions about the vetting process used to recruit them. This comes as thousands of Afghans take part in violent protests for a third day over the burning of copies of the Quran at an American military base. Afghan police have shot and killed three protesters, Dave.
Emily, in Iraq, there were shootings and bombings one after another today. A coordinated series of attacks across the country, mostly targeting security forces. At least 50 are dead. The National Defense of Marriage Act ruled unconstitutional in another court case, this time by a federal judge in California, who says the government cannot deny health insurance benefits to the wife of a lesbian woman. In Washington state, a federal judge has ruled that state cannot force pharmacies to sell Plan B or other emergency contraceptives. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit advanceautoparts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
Map, scripts, audio, and contact information for all our advertisers. We've got it waiting for you at iHeartItOnWTAW.com. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
I have only two words to say about NBC's Thursday comedy lineup.
Merry Leap Day, everybody!
I think that's actually four words. But the two we were looking for were Jim Carrey. As in, Jim Carrey guest stars on 30 Rock.
That's the spirit!
It's all part of a full night of new comedy. 30 Rock, Parks and Recreation, The Office, and Up All Night. Plus, Grimm. Tonight, only on NBC.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's Chief Meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, and we know you're busy. Kids, job, the house. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscasts. Local people. Living here. Working here. KAG's HD News. Weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting married. Now what?
Your newest best friend is the new website, BrazosValleyBride.com. You'll find wedding dresses, cakes, photographers, caterers, florists, rehearsal dinner locations, reception venues, wedding locations, and a lot more. So many decisions. So if you're planning a wedding, where are you going to go?
BrazosValleyBride.com.
Now Brazos Valley Bride is more than a magazine. Visit BrazosValleyBride.com.
In the battle for the nomination, who gets to choose? The establishment minority or the conservative majority? The establishment wants us to hold our noses and nominate their moderate candidate. We've been down this road before. They gave us Bob Dole. We got. They gave us John McCain. We got. Now they're giving us Mitt Romney? Don't let them. Not this time. The establishment doesn't believe what we believe. They don't see the threats to our freedom, our Constitution, and the America we love. They only care about their power. They think they control the Republican Party. But they have a problem. There are more of us than there are of them. We want our party back and our country. It's up to us. The time to choose is now. Act now. Go to timetochoose.com and take our country back. That's timetochoose.com. Paid for by Winning Our Future. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
You know, I'm going on my 6th year now working with Ryan Womack at the Super Slow Zone, and you've heard me tell you about how it has changed my life. Super Slow is weight training. 2 30-minute sessions per week that eventually will become just once a week, and it is intense. But that's what you need for an effective workout, for it to really work. No music in your ear, no TV to watch, but what you do get is a personal trainer for that entire 30 minutes. I had lower back pain for years until I started Super Slow, and there's one weight machine that works those muscles specifically. I've had no back pain for more than 5 years now. When I try something and like it and believe in it, that's when I tell you about it and endorse it. And for nearly 6 years now, Super Slow has worked for me consistently. So call Ryan or Mike or Carol or Nancy or Josh or Daniel and schedule your no obligation first appointment today, okay? They're in the 1602 Rock Prairie Road building near the Med. Phone number is 693-6100. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life.
WTAW News Time, 6:07, 65 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 80s. The news brought to you by Just Brakes. At Just Brakes, they really do care. Yeah, mid to upper 80s today, but cooler weather for tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that after this look at news. Good morning. Attempting to come up with finding more than $4 million to operate the new College Station High School next year, one revenue source won't be available. CSISD Superintendent Eddie Colson is not optimistic about the state allowing the district to keep more than $1 million from last year's city bond refund.
Unfortunately, due to the state financing system and the rules, it doesn't appear that CSISD will be able to keep any of that money. Even as we look at very, very creative solutions, we're still waiting for some final answers related to that.
In addition, Colson says next year's budget recommends cutting nearly $2 million, in part by eliminating 10 to 15 elementary school teachers to bring class sizes closer to state mandates and reducing central office personnel. Texas Rangers are investigating the death of a Leon County jail inmate. 37-year-old John French of Normandy was found hanging in his cell Tuesday by jail employees conducting an hourly check. Sheriff Jerry Wakefield says French was found with a bed sheet knotted around his neck and the other end tied to the cell's shower head.
Checked him and there were no vital signs on the individual. He looked like he'd been dead maybe 20 minutes, it's hard to say.
Wakefield says French was waiting to be transferred to prison. He was sentenced 2 weeks ago to 18 years on a second-degree felony conviction of continuous family violence. Last October, Bryan City Councilman Chuck Condorla and his family moved into a new home, and it turns out his new address is inside the new boundaries of Councilwoman Ann Horton's district.
Condorla says he's had a couple of dozen people ask him about the move.
I gave knowledge of this move to the city secretary before the move. And before closing on that home, I also, during executive session of City Council, told my fellow councilmen about it. I reviewed with the city secretary the ramifications with regard to election law and how that would or would not affect us. And we made the move back then, not with any secret at all.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the new district lines do not kick in until the first day of filing for the next council election, which is in July. Strada says, according to the Texas Constitution, Condola can serve until a successor is sworn in following the November election. Condola declined to comment about his political future. Strada says any public announcement before July 9th, 120 days before the November election, would require Condola to automatically resign from the council. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There should be just as much excitement about research at Texas A&M as there is about Aggie football. That was among the first things told to local business leaders Wednesday by Jeff Seaman, who's the chief research officer for the flagship campus.
So let me leave you with one primary takeaway today. There is groundbreaking research going on at Texas A&M, and it's now part of who we are as a university and as Aggies. This is our newest tradition.
Seaman told the Chamber of Commerce audience the university received $689 million in research money last year, generating more than 23,000 jobs and close to $4 billion in economic impact here in the Brazos Valley. Better gas up soon, because if you don't, you'll wish you had.
That's because GasBuddy.com is expecting a price jump of 5 to 20 cents a gallon by the end of this coming weekend. Analyst Patrick DeHaan says a refinery fire in Washington State and sharply higher spot crude prices are to blame.
Prices across California have increased over 20 cents a gallon in 1 week.
DeHaan says this spike will ease off by next week, but he says Texas will probably break our all-time record high gas price by May. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The old saying goes, buyer beware. Police in East Texas seeking a beautician charged with unlicensed medical practice after a breast augmentation she's accused of performing left a customer hospitalized in critical condition. Tyler police say warrants have been issued for the arrest of Carmel Mitchell Foster Alexander, who owns Queen Diva's Hair Salon and Spa. According to police, a Longview woman was admitted in earlier this month to a hospital where she's listed in critical condition with severe chest pain. Police say the woman's family reported she had received injections of an unknown substance for breast augmentation the day before her hospitalization. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 65 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brown & Company Insurance Services has been one of the area's leading providers of life insurance, health insurance, and employee benefits for over 30 years.
Given today's environment, there's never been a better time to review your insurance needs. I'm Sharon Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Please call me for a complete review of your coverage at 694-6900 or visit our website at bcins.net.
The Home Builders Association presents the 2012 Home Expo, sponsored by McCoy's Building Supply, on February 25th and 26th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Discover home building options, improvement, and energy-saving ideas to make your home a dream come true. Free seminars on home building, gardening and landscaping, interior decorating, and much more. Bring your kids to enjoy the Junior Master Gardeners Exhibit and Petting Zoo. Register to win all kinds of fabulous prizes. The Home Expo, Saturday, February 25th from 10 to 5, and Sunday, February 26th from 1 to 5 at the Expo Complex on Leonard Road in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Some cloudiness showing up down towards the coast this morning, but that's where it will remain during the day. Partial sunshine and warm, highs around 85 today. Clouding up tonight, the risk of a shower, a low of 50. Clouds for tomorrow. Temperatures are going to only be around 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy. Lows are near 40 degrees. During the day Saturday, we'll see abundant sunshine. Temperatures on Saturday around 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Aggies cut a 21-point Kansas lead down to 4 in the middle minutes of the second half last night, but it wasn't enough. Fourth-ranked Kansas defeats Texas A&M, and now they're one win away from wrapping up their eighth straight Big 12 championship. We'll hear from Bill Self and Billy Kennedy about the game last night. Big 12 swimming and diving championships are going on in Missouri, and A&M leads after the first day on both sides. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Oh, good. I hope the swimming team can make a big splash.
Hooray!
Thank you. Have you ever heard toilet paper being called Alabama Kleenex? Have you ever heard that?
No, but it sounds appropriate.
I'm afraid not.
But I'm thinking
they still use the Sears catalog.
Yeah.
corn cobs. As we enter the SEC, we need to remember that, I guess, huh? I'll bring our rolls of toilet paper to the game.
Well, now, we can't
roll tide.
We can't be
very
rude
nice
here in our first year.
Why?
You know, we only
Why? Are they going to be nice to A&M?
We only have to take the arrows. We can't give them out in our first year. We've
Do we have to bring brownies to every contest?
Yeah, exactly. I baked some fudge.
Yeah. We've got to sit in the corner.
Is this going to be like a high school football game where, oh, representatives of the Spirit Council meeting at the 50-yard line?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, yeah, the Alabama cheerleaders will have to come over to with the A&M yell leaders and join them in a two bits, four bits.
Oh yeah.
And then the Aggie yell leaders will have to go.
Hey, Tiger
over.
Fans, this is Cindy, and she's a junior.
Exactly. Hey, and then she does her little jump high kick.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah. Right.
Well, excuse me. He or she? It's not. We don't. Yeah.
Very insensitive, Scott.
It was. Yeah.
You make assumptions.
Uh-huh.
I mean, depending on how elections...
Hey, you're the one who said Cindy.
Depending on how... Oh, because there's never been a cheerleader named Cindy. I'm sorry.
I just meant you could have done one like, this is... Uh-huh.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Brad.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Well, we may have Cindy's on the side.
I was
going to
say,
year,
depending
you know
on how the election goes, we may have a, you know.
Well, I'm talking about the dance team, too, so, you know.
Oh, well, no, I was talking about the female running for yelling.
Yeah. Oh, well, talk
that's
about
what,
either one
that's
that
what
you
Chase
want.
Is thinking of
course,
yeah.
She's also using the name Sam in the election.
See?
Which I think's a little disingenuous if you ask me, but.
There you go.
That's just me. What do I know? I was non-reg, so.
Now, Grody non-regs is what they used to call them when I was at school. Now, when is the election? Do we know when
that would
is?
Require me to know certain things, which I don't.
That's okay. I just thought
it's coming
up
soon because they're cheering at the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush with large signs encouraging me to vote for somebody that I don't even know in a race that I can't even cast a ballot in.
And they're also on Anderson Street.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple of them there. And
why?
Because a lot of students come up Anderson to turn on to – I mean, they've done massive research on this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And there's probably one down near Olson, right? I mean, there's probably one right there at George Bush and Welborn.
Right.
But don't know. Now,
there's debates at the George Bush Library.
About what?
That's student body president.
At the library?
Yeah.
They go to the George Bush Library for that?
For debating for the – that's for student body president.
Wow.
They'd probably get better turnout if they had it at the chicken.
I was going to say – that's a lot of trouble, a lot of parking. They're going, oh, man, it's just student body president. Come on, who's running?
Yeah.
But, and again, that's good because that prepares them for the real political process later in life, right? Because why in the world would you take an interest?
Sure.
But now that'd be kind of interesting to hear. I mean, because you're not going to have, at least this is A&M, you're not going to have a whole bunch of people.
Legalize it?
Yeah, exactly. With all sorts of different ideas. They all pretty much are going to have the same ideas.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so what I was noticing is that, I guess that at George Bush in Texas, there were, like three different student groups there holding up ginormous signs, two of whom had known to cut slits in the sign.
Yes.
To allow the wind pass.
I see. Well, yeah, they were a member of their high school spirit group. Because you know you cut slits in those
That concerns me about whoever that other person was, and it was a gray and red sign, whoever that happened to be, and they did not.
Oh,
and their people.
Hopefully, they had some strapping young bucks that were holding that sign.
Those people were fighting it.
They really
were. Now that's the other thing is, I don't know what you call them. Are they pole holders? There's probably some sort of a really
dangerously close to something that you probably don't want your daughter being called, especially in college.
Exactly.
But unless she's paying her way through. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I was noticing.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead.
They've got a new parking lot. They probably can have more customers now, you know, as we've mentioned. There's a business that's gone in next door.
Ooh.
And so there's now new parking areas.
I see you switched gears.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going back. Do you go through and look at the people who are holding your sign and try to do some sort of a cross-section of who Texas A&M is? Now, do you want the face of A&M holding your sign? See, I mean, from a marketing standpoint. Because you always think about it, when a politician speaks on the national level, they always have a cross-section.
The people sitting on the dais.
Yes, standing behind them in support. And
I think for this, it's probably whoever, you know, you bought beer for last weekend.
Yeah.
Or bought it for you.
Right.
Yeah,
that too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, he bought me like a six-pack of Natty Light. He's the one.
Yeah.
I'll hold his sign any day, man.
Yeah.
Info.
Patient.
I'd say
wait, you just did info in that voice that you were doing.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, okay.
I'd say all these students are offended, but they're not up yet.
No. Offended?
They're hardly our core audience.
Yeah.
So.
And it's great. It's Thursday. We're already starting behind, which is, you know, but that's my fault.
We got that going for us, which is nice.
Yeah.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is. It's February the 23rd, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. You share it with actor-director Peter Fonda, turned 72 years old today. Musician Johnny Winter is 68.
Beaumont, Texas.
There you go. Remember Jill from Home Improvement? That's Patricia Richardson. She turned 61 years old today.
That's the mama.
There you go. Michael Dell. Golly, this guy's not even 50 yet. He's 47 years old. He founded Dell Computer when he was 19 in his dorm room. He turns 47 today. And Emily Blunt, the English actress, Devil Wears Prada, one of the movies she was in, she's 29 years old. Actress Kristen Davis of Sex and the City turns 47. Easy
she's
boy.
A very attractive woman.
Brad Whitford of Aerosmith, he's the guitarist. He's 60 years old today. Kelly MacDonald from Boardwalk Empire turns 36. And Dakota Fanning, the actress, turns 18 years old today. That's all I got.
Mark Price, he played Skippy on Family Ties, 44.
Oh, yeah.
Niecy Nash, she's pretty funny. She's in that Reno 911, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
42 years old. Voice of Motel 6, Tom Baudette. Would be 50 and
Tommy
7
boy.
Today. Yeah, so there you go. All right, that's enough for now.
Data privacy moves forward. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. It's been in need for quite a while, but finally a group of internet giants, including Google, are getting behind the push to have a do not track button embedded in most web browsers. The announcement comes as part of the White House's call to Congress for a privacy bill of rights that will give Americans greater control over their personal data. A federal advisory panel has overwhelmingly voted to back the weight loss drug Qnexa, clearing the way for the Food and Drug Administration to potentially approve a prescription diet drug for the first time in more than a decade. The vote raises fresh hopes that drug makers have finally found a pill to help millions who struggle to shed pounds. It appears that the proposed flight attendant layoffs at American Airlines will be put on hold for now. The carrier says that due to job sharing and other factors, they've canceled the 500 layoffs that were set for this spring. But this may only be temporary, as American still wants to cut 13,000 jobs in its bankruptcy reorganization. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Thank you for calling. Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, I think the biggest challenge for Romney is the same. Romney has got to show that he can spark excitement among conservatives. And you can almost sense out here, and I'm just talking to people on a regular basis, there's a weariness developing around Romney's M.O. But it's they're winning by destroying through negative ads, negative arguments, their opponents. And look, people understand this isn't beanbag and that the GOP nominee is going to face all of this and have to take some blows in a race against Obama. But Romney has to offer more than this. He has to show conservatives that he is one of them. And he has to do it in a way that elicits trust and reassurance and he needs to turn his campaign into a cause beyond his biography.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In the battle for the nomination, who gets to choose? The establishment minority or the conservative majority? The establishment wants us to hold our noses and nominate their moderate candidate. We've been down this road before. They gave us Bob Dole. We got... They gave us John McCain. We got... Now they're giving us Mitt Romney? Don't let them. Not this time. The establishment doesn't believe what we believe. They don't see the threats to our freedom, our Constitution, and the America we love. They only care about their power. They think they control the Republican Party. But they have a problem. There are more of us than there are of them. We want our party back and our country. It's up to us. The time to choose is now. Act now. Go to timetochoose.com and take our country back. That's TimeToChoose.com. Paid for by Winning Our Future. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Hey, good morning. It's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Wow. 87 for a high temperature today. And I think we got a couple of degrees higher than we were supposed to yesterday. I think 83 or 84. Anyhow, 87 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the west 10 to 15. Gusting as high as 25. Then tonight, 47 with the winds out of the north. Be a little chillier. Tomorrow, nice but cooler, 61. And again, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour during the day. And then tomorrow night, chilly, 38 degrees with gusts still around 20. 62 and 64 for Saturday and Sunday. Monday, it'll warm up again around 68. But again, 87 forecasted high for today. Right now, humidity is 90%. Winds are from the south at 10, mostly cloudy skies. We have 66 degrees.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and Estate Law.com.
As people get older, some of them just can't figure out how to dress, which doesn't help their personal or professional life. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Something weird happens to people as they get into their 30s and 40s, and it has to do with the way they dress.
The number one problem is we find men and women just start wearing really baggy clothes.
Fashion consultant Deborah Bolin, co-founder of the website Fabulous After 40, says people think those baggy clothes help hide weight gain and figure flaws.
And they go around with these big baggy sweatshirts, and they look really dumpy and frumpy, and they think it makes them look smaller. But in fact, when you're wearing baggy clothing, it actually makes you look bigger. So we try to get women and men out of the baggy clothing and into more slim-fitting clothing that slims your silhouette.
Deborah sees a lot of fashion mistakes that make men look old
and outdated.
One of the biggest things I see is when men wear shorts, they wear these sports socks pulled up to their calves, you know, with the bright white clunky sneakers. So that's a big thing that really makes you look old. Another thing is sometimes you still see that Miami Vice look with the sports jackets and the t-shirts and the pants, and that's an outlook. Same with the 80s leather bomber jacket.
And we all know people who dress and wear their hair exactly the way they did in high school.
All these little details signal that you're out of date. And if you look like you're out of date, people are going to assume that your ideas and your ways of thinking are out of date.
You can get Deborah's 5 massive fashion mistakes from her website, which you can link to from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hello, Brazos Valley, Research Valley, Medical Corridor. We don't care what they call it. We call it home. I'm Kyle Smith, owner of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. I'm running this advertisement because my wife is tired of people telling her no one knew we were here. Well, we are, and we have been for over 7 years. With over 25 years of experience in the industry, under one roof, we consider ourselves the most knowledgeable in the medical corridor. We are the only state-authorized vehicle modifier for the handicap equipment installations in the Brazos Valley. We not only install wheelchair and scooter lifts, we work hand-in-hand with your local car dealership to ensure you get your rebates and state taxes off of any new or used car bought. Before you're thinking of getting a gas-guzzling wheelchair van, come see us. We can put anyone in any car, SUV, or truck, so call us at 979-589-2005 or come by and see us on Highway 21 just outside the city limits of Wixon Valley, Texas. You can also visit us at yourmobilitysolutions.com.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 65 degrees right now at the studios. Mid to upper 80s for a high today. You're probably going to want the air conditioner before this one's over with. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Normandy man awaiting transfer to prison was found dead at the Leon County Jail in Centerville Tuesday. Sheriff Jerry Wakefield says 37-year-old John French was found hanging in his cell Tuesday by employees conducting an hourly check of the inmates.
Did find that the subject was unconscious. He had a rope made out of a sheet tied around his neck, and the sheet was then tied onto the shower head.
French was sentenced this month to 18 years in prison on a second-degree felony conviction of continuous family violence. Texas Rangers are investigating the death. Number 3 and gaining, that's Texas A&M's position in the amount of research money nationwide among universities without a medical school, like the Aggie women's track team capturing their third straight national title by winning a relay race. Chief Research Officer Jeff Seaman expects A&M to overtake MIT and Cal Berkeley.
It's as much a part of our DNA as is the core and the 12th man. And we are headed for first place because just like a relay race, for research, bronze is not good enough.
Addressing a Chamber of Commerce audience, Seaman cited a variety of ongoing projects, as large as $60 million this year, going into underwater oil drilling, to cancer research of humans and dogs, and digital entertainment. Next year's proposed budget in the College Station School District calls for cuts totaling nearly $2 million. Superintendent Eddie Colson says thanks to the Texas School Finance Formula, it appears CSISD will not be able to keep more than $1 million from last year's city bond refund.
Even as we think about many, many creative solutions other than simply the city refunding the money to the district, it does appear that CSISD will not be able to actually realize any of that money. It is awful discouraging news, and it just shows kind of the state of school finance.
Proposals before the school board include high school teachers in core subjects teaching an extra class and restructuring support staff in the instructional technology department. Two members of the Bryan City Council live in what will be the same district. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Chuck Condo and his family moved into a house last October that this coming July will be located inside Ann Horton's Council District. Condola says he notified the council in executive session and has received legal advice from city staff, and he's withholding comment about his political future.
So I get that question from time to time. Probably had a couple of dozen people ask that of me now, and I defer them to the city secretary's office so she can accurately explain what is very complicated wording on election law.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Stronda says if Condola makes a public comment between now and July 9th, he would have to resign immediately. Stronda says according to the Texas Constitution, Condola can continue to serve until after the November election when his successor is sworn in. Technically, Stronda says Condola is still living in the proper district because the new boundaries don't kick weekend until July, when filing begins for the November election. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The cousin of a Saudi Arabian teenager indicted on charges of interfering with a flight crew says his relative suffers from schizophrenia and was flying home to see his sick mother and hasn't taken his medication for 3 weeks. Authorities allege 19-year-old Yazid Mohammed Abu Nayyan swung his fist at a flight attendant, tried to hit passengers, and mentioned Osama bin Laden during a flight from Portland, Oregon to Houston. Police arrested him Tuesday night at the Portland airport after his continental flight turned around following that incident. The National Democrat Party has unleashed a so-called Truth Team in Texas.
They're calling it Truth Team 2012. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, chair of the Democratic National Committee, says the Truth Teams will push back against Republican presidential candidates who are distorting President Obama's record.
Probably the most egregious example is where the Republican candidates repeatedly talk about the so-called failed economic record of this president.
Schultz, who came to Austin to make the announcement, says each Truth Team member will be responsible for talking about the economy, education, health care, and reproductive rights, among other issues. In Austin, Judlin Nillet, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 65 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663. Or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
At Batteries Plus, we wanted to come up with just the right combination. Batteries Plus ham. Batteries Plus wigs? No. Then we realized, what better combination than Batteries Plus light bulbs? Batteries for your car, laptop, cell phone, plus light bulbs for appliances, track lighting, and a whole lot more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for a wide selection of batteries and light bulbs. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Hey, it's 6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
A warm Thursday around the region with sunshine and a high of 85 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clouding up, there could be a shower, lows overnight near 50. Tomorrow and Saturday, we cool off. We'll have clouds, a high of 65 for tomorrow. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows very close to 40 degrees. Saturday is going to be partly sunny, and temperatures Saturday afternoon are going to be right around 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Billy Kennedy called it an ugly game, and Coach Bill Self just called it a win. Nothing much special, but Kansas did beat Texas A&M by 8 last night after the Aggies had cut a 21-point lead down to 4. We'll hear from both of the coaches after the game last night at Reed Arena. And the Big 12 Indoor Track and Field Championships will start tomorrow at the Gillum Indoor Track. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
So, I guess 6:38. I guess if I was going to make a list of things to not do on a commercial airliner.
Yeah.
Chase, do you think you might have a list of if
a checklist?
Passenger things that you might not want to do?
Let's see here. We have swinging his fist at a flight attendant.
That would probably be on that list of things not to do. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Then we had
tried to hit passengers.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work very well.
Then we have singing out loud.
Well, draw attention to yourself.
Right,
certainly.
Right. Yeah. Well, and again, this is the context is, you know, I'll take places that you want to blend in for 100
hours. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Anything else?
In the song, he mentioned Osama bin Laden.
Ah, very good. Well, that would be the quadfrectra then, would it not?
Yes.
How?
Huh. Yeah.
And he wonders why he was taken. I know, he's supposed to be on meds and he wasn't.
That's right.
And
that's
I'm guessing.
But whose fault is that?
Well, and again, maybe that's true. Maybe that's I've done something wrong and I'm going into therapy.
Here's a nice cop out.
Okay. Yeah. Try that. See if it works. Yeah. Anyway, so there you are.
There
and
you
that
are.
Happened in Portland. And he was headed down here to Houston.
Coming to Texas.
Well, gee, sorry he didn't make it.
Well, he can stay there in Portland and have a good time.
They'll probably embrace him.
Yes, they probably will. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah. Remember that
Kumbaya.
Kevin Costner movie, Swing Vote?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the concept that it was going to come down to one person.
Vote.
Okay.
Right.
And that's fun. That's a neat little concept.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today says that, in fact, these super PACs may be the difference in who gets elected president. And according to USA Today, we're talking about five people. One, two, three, four, five people who may simply because of the money that they have be able to choose the president of U.S. America.
Well, that just makes me sick.
Well, again, you hear the commercial we're running right now. The Republicans, you gave us Bob Dole, and look what happened. You gave us John McCain, and look what happened. We want to take the party back from the establishment. You know, and that resonates with a lot of people. But here are the five. Number five would be Foster Freeze, who, of course, we'd never heard of until last week with the aspirin deal. He has given $2.1 million just in January, and he's a pro-Santorum dude. Peter Thiel, who is a Silicon Valley venture capitalist and co-founder of PayPal, he donated $2.6 million to endorse Liberty, a super PAC helping Ron Paul. So that's one. But hack up your britches, boys. Number three is Bob Perry from Houston, Texas.
There he is.
Big home builder right there. He donated $3.6 million to the super PACs in January of 2001. Excuse me, as of January 1 of last year. $2.5 million to the American Crossroads. That's a super PAC with Karl Rove. And we know that he and that other pair of fellas get along pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Number two on the list would be Sheldon Adelson. That's the guy who owns the casinos.
It's a Venetian.
Yeah.
$10 million to Winning Our Future, the super PAC that's aiding Nudie Poo.
Nudie Poo.
He says, I'm against very wealthy people attempting to influence our elections, but as long as it's doable, I'm doing it.
Hey, at least he's honest.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Number one, let's bring it on back to Texas, boys.
Yes, sir.
To Harold Simmons. He's the Swift Boat dude in 2004, if you remember that. He put $3 million into that. He's donated $12 million to American Crossroads, another $2.2 million to three super PACs supporting GOP candidates. So
he's just spreading it around.
Yeah.
Is he?
Those are some of your money people. So I know you believe that we actually have a voice. I know you'd like to think that, but I'm guessing those guys get picked up on the first ring.
Well, but the thing is, the argument that they'll make, and I'm not saying that it's right, the argument that they'll make is that ultimately the decision of which candidate you select is still yours.
Yeah,
they can't
true.
Vote for you. They can influence all they want to. If you allow yourself to be influenced without doing your own due diligence, then you have no one to blame but yourself.
But then that brings us back to the commercials we're running.
Yeah.
If the Republican Party wants to come up with one more old white dude, then you're going to suffer the consequences, and
they buy TV ads, and if you make your choice based on one TV ad that you might see, well, then you're not informed enough.
Which is, and Mitt has been doing airplane money, you know, in Michigan.
Yeah.
I think he spent $4 million, and for his part, Santorum spent, I don't know, $1.4 million, something like that, So he's outspent them. And Romney, just trying to get the message out.
I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like Yeah. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. There's something very special here. Yeah. The Great Lakes, but also what all the little inland lakes that, that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
Cars. Hey, man, we like cars too because, I mean, we'll walk some, but we only walk a little while.
But we like to get from here to there quicker than walking. Well, Mitt won the debate last night, according to the pundits. Did either one of you watch?
I love Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine.
That's right, just like Tom T. Hall told us that.
No, I know Chase didn't watch. He was working.
I watched a little of it. But
I watched
the first hour before the basketball game started, then I was back and forth during the basketball timeouts. So, you know.
Fox News had a great cut this morning of Rick Santorum because Mitt Romney had bragged that he balanced the budget every year that he was governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah, I know what you're going
to,
yeah.
And Santorum said, well, there's a constitutional amendment that you have to.
But his best line was, and these were really his only good lines of the night, because generally the pundits didn't think that Santorum did well. He said, hey, Michael Dukakis balanced it for 11 years. Are you going to tell me he qualified to be president of the United States?
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I didn't hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he said
nicely
that right
done.
Afterwards.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So, well, that was interesting. And for the people who... the people who wanted ammunition for the Rick Perry not on the job. You know, Rick was sitting next to Mrs. Gingrich last night at the debate in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, he was.
Why was he there?
Friends. Support. Online support.
So anyway, a little more ammunition for the governor ain't on the job.
Do you think he tried to climb up on the stage afterwards and was wrestled down?
Don't you know he wanted to say some things?
Oh, sure he did. Oh, without a doubt.
Newt didn't look comfortable there on the end because he's never been on the end before.
Now, Chase, one of the things that they did was they had him sitting down again.
Yeah.
I did see a still shot. I was a little surprised by
that. Yeah, and while we were discussing that, the House is I guess it looks more casual, but I think you want to look forceful and in command.
Uh-huh.
And sitting down, it makes it very difficult for you to do that.
And also, for Gingrich, sitting down with his coat unbuttoned.
Oh, you look a little frumpy?
Look a little frumpy, yeah.
Look like a penguin. What are you talking about?
Showing the spare tire a little more than he'd like.
Spare tire?
Right.
I think we're talking four. Yeah. Got a set of four going
so,
on there.
So it wasn't as flattering for Gingrich as he probably would have rather stood up. So.
Well, and I understand they want a different look. They wanted to make it something that wasn't like everything else. But and I guess you have to agree to that. I mean, all the candidates have to go for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think Paul wanted to sit down. You know, it's 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
He's tired.
Well, he's got that little padded walker he could sit on.
Yeah, with the tennis ball.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Few of us have 40 hours a week to spend in our landscapes, and even if we did, we'd cherish any possible way to make the tough jobs quicker and easier. Good tools do just that. They're your hope at keeping things tidy and productive, yet still having time for some of the fun things of gardening, like planting flowers and harvesting vegetables. With that in mind, I have tools you don't want to garden without right after this important message. This is your final call for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. It's my 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I've completely revised and updated every piece of information in it. More than 12,000 words, more than 70,000 keystrokes of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. And you get it at a one-third savings when you buy it now. With a one 10-year subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. All of it for just $38.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. That's a one-third savings on the calendar when you buy it with the magazine. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. This is final call. Call today, $38.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We're taking a look today into the gardener's tool shed, and let's start with really sturdy shovels. Texas soils are, in most cases, pretty tenacious. Many a shovel's been reduced to kindling wood status as an impatient gardener struggled to pop a plant out of the ground. Steel or fiberglass reinforced shovels are much, much better. While you're at it, get a flat-bladed, short-handled nursery spade. They are absolute heaven when it comes time to dig perennials or cut sod into plantable pieces. I think probably a sharpshooter spade would be my first choice of all garden tools that I've ever owned, and then a nursery spade with the square blade would be second. Great rakes. You want at least one well-made bow rake. Since you'll be using it to pull heavy loads of soil, look for one that's comparatively long. It probably also will have a thicker handle than the cheaper models, another added plus. And it probably ought to be reinforced fiberglass. Garden rakes are great. Now, I like, when it comes time to buy leaf rakes, I actually go cheaper on that so I don't get the big spring backs on them. Those tend to rip out runners. Those are for the bunch grasses up in the Midwest, the Kentucky bluegrass and fescue lawns. For St. Augustine, Bermuda, and the other runner-producing grasses, I like a lightweight leaf rake. Spading forks, everybody needs a small spading fork. It's the best tool of all for lifting and bare-rooting clumps of perennials. You can use it to turn the compost or to do light cultivation of mixed garden soil. Again, a stiff, reinforced handle is critical. Then you want sharp, strong pruning shears. The bypass types are best where the blades work like scissors. Invest in a couple of sizes, smaller shears for grooming and heavier ones for serious shaping. You want a good pair of lopping shears for branches, 1/2 to 1 inch in diameter, with a pair of sturdy handles, and make sure you don't get meat in the middle types where your knuckles bang together when you're pruning. Oh, with pruning saws, you'll need a couple. Have a small coarse tooth pruning saw for 1 to 2 inch branches, and for 2 inch and larger limbs, you want a bow saw. You need a quality wheelbarrow. Buy a contractor's model with the deep tub. That makes hauling plants so much easier and mixing potting soil so much cleaner. And finally, a couple of types of sprayers, a hose-end model for quick spraying of insects, diseases, and weeds, especially up into trees, and then also a pump sprayer so you can spray more precisely. I'm Neil Sperry, sources of spring color in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Thursday morning. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:52. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, a month after battling the Kansas Jayhawks in a 10-point loss at Lawrence last night, the Aggies outscored the fourth-ranked conference leaders 27-10 for an 11-minute stretch of the second half, cutting a 21-point deficit down to 4. But with less than a minute to play, KU's Jeff Withey made a free throw and a slam dunk to put away a 66-58 win over A&M at Reed Arena. Kansas coach Bill Self didn't sound a whole lot like a winning coach.
Well, I mean, if you told me we won by 8 before we got here, I'd be ecstatic. But we were up 21 with about 10 left. So and you guys saw what happened down the stretch. But no, it's a good win. It's a win that we'll leave out of here happy we won, but I'm not leaving out of here feeling great about anything. I don't think anybody in our locker room is.
Kansas went on a 14-2 run in the first half to build a double-digit lead, which was 10 at halftime. Then a 14-0 run early in the second half put them up by 21 with 13:25 to play before the Aggies took over. Chris Middleton scored 13 of his game-high 23 points in the Aggies' run that cut the score to 60-56 with a minute 46 left. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
Fortunately, both teams were ugly, and you can't give Kansas a 20-point lead on your home court and expect to play perfect and come back and win. Only thing I would say is we didn't throw in the towel, so we had opportunities to cash it in, and we battled a little bit, and the small lineup in the second half gave us some opportunities.
The Aggies are below 500 for the first time this year. They'll go to Oklahoma the next two Saturdays. They're at Oklahoma State this Saturday. Also last night in the Big 12, Iowa State beat Texas Tech 72-54, and Oklahoma beat Oklahoma State in the Bedlam game 77-64. Texas A&M men's and women's swimming and diving teams grabbed first-day leads at the Big 12 Championship on Wednesday at the Mizzou Aquatic Center. The Aggie men jumped to the top of the standings with a pair of runner-up finishes in two relay races and four divers in the top seven of the one-meter springboard. The Aggies scored 123 points after three events on the first day for an eight-point lead over Texas. On the women's side, A&M racked up 74 points, Texas just two behind. The meet runs through Saturday. A&M's only win in day one was in the women's 200 medley relay. Big 12 Indoor Track and Field Championship starts tomorrow at the Gillum Indoor Stadium at A&M. Tomorrow, the multi-events start at 11. The running events start at 3. Everything starts at 3 on Saturday. The A&M men won their first Big 12 indoor title last year at the meet in Nebraska. The Aggie women had won four straight until Nebraska beat them out last year. University of Connecticut says men's basketball coach Jim Calhoun will undergo surgery on Monday to address a condition affecting his lower back. UConn says Calhoun will miss the Huskies' next two games and his coaching status will then be evaluated on a day-to-day basis. Calhoun began a medical leave of absence February the 3rd because of spinal stenosis. The Hall of Fame coach turned 70 in May, has been experiencing the back pain since last summer. And Temple and the Big East are talking about the Owls rejoining the conference as soon as next season. The Big East has a vacancy next season now that West Virginia is allowed to leave immediately for the Big 12. Another development, Boise State will remain in the Mountain West for the 2012-2013 athletic seasons after considering an early move for its football program to the Big East. The school remains on track to join the Big East in football for the 2013 season. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 6:56. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. Come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery. That way you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station and earn a $10 rewards card with the purchase of select laptop batteries, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Folks over at David Gardner's having a big week. It's the Marco Bigigo experience for their new collection. Now, it started on Tuesday and it'll go through Saturday, but a chance for you to see the spring 2012 collection, kind of a preview deal. Marco Bigigo, again, David Gardner's works very hard to make sure that there's affordable jewelry that can really make a statement, and Marco Bigigo falls in that category. Lots of colored stones for you to look at. It's kind of a European style. There is some simplicity if you want to do that as well, but it's a full line, and again, you get a chance to kind of preview the spring collection going on this week at David Gardner's until the 25th. Also, they have an engagement ring event coming up next weekend, so if you or if you know somebody who is getting ready to make the big step and needs to learn a little bit about that, then the engagement event is going to be going on March 2nd and 3rd, so something for them to kind of set up. And also, there's a new website for David Gardner's called WhereAggiesGetEngaged.com. Go there. There's a side. Actually, the landing page has a side for males and a side for females, and you click on the appropriate one so that you can get the answers as you begin your search for just the right engagement and wedding ring set. All that going on right now. Lots of stuff at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is approaching fast. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the peace of mind that comes from having your return professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
I have only two words to say about NBC's Thursday comedy lineup.
Merry late day, everybody!
I think that's actually four words, but the two we were looking for were Jim Carrey.
as in Jim Carrey guest stars on 30 Rock.
That's the spirit!
It's all part of a full night of new comedy. 30 Rock, Parks and Recreation, The Office, and Up All Night. Plus, Grimm, tonight, only on NBC.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's Chief Meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, and we know you're busy, kids. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscast. Local people. Living here. Working here. KAG's HD News. Weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 87 for a high temperature today and windy, 25 miles an hour or so. About the same thing for tonight as far as the winds down to 47. Tomorrow, 61 and winds out of the north, 30. So it probably won't feel like that. 66 right now. What's going on in the news?
Coming up, O'Brien City Councilman has some address issues that need to be resolved and research at Texas A&M making gains. Those stories and more coming up.
7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Another American apology to Afghanistan over Quran burnings, this time from our commander-in-chief. The Afghan president claims President Obama has sent a letter of apology. This is anti-American protests rage on. Two U.S. troops are dead. Fox's Connor Powell, live in Kabul.
Dave, an Afghan soldier shot and killed two U.S. troops and wounded several others in eastern Afghanistan as thousands of Afghans protested for the third day the burning of Qurans by U.S. troops. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the shooting and are calling on Afghan security forces to attack U.S. troops in response to the Quran burning. Five more Afghans were killed during today's riots. U.S. officials have apologized and say the Qurans were burnt by mistake. The protests continue, Dave.
And Connor, at least 50 Iraqis are dead in a wave of bombings and shootings across that country being blamed on Al-Qaeda. Republicans confronted each other last night for the last time before a lot more states vote.
4 years ago, you not only endorsed me, you went to Laura Ingraham said, and this is the guy who is really conservative and we can trust him. Let's not forget you said that.
Mitt Romney mixing it up with Rick Santorum in the CNN debate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, Dave Santorum owned up to voting for the No Child Left Behind program.
I've made the mistake, and I will not make that mistake again.
But when Romney hammered Santorum over his history of earmarks, Newt Gingrich chimed in, noting that Romney got a lot of federal help for the Salt Lake Olympics.
I just think it's kind of silly for you to then turn around and run an ad attacking somebody else for getting what you got, and then claiming what you got wasn't what they got because what you got was right and what they got was wrong.
And Santorum noted that many important military projects like the V-22 Osprey aircraft would have been killed except for earmarks. Dave?
Rich, the price at the pump is quickly becoming a 2012 campaign issue. President Obama will go to Miami today to talk about it. AAA says gas is up 3 more cents today, nearly a dime in a week. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale starting this Friday only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've been through this process before, you know that at some point it gets overwhelming. It can get overwhelming, and you have to temper that. Now, if you're a first-time home buyer, just let me tell you, it's going to get overwhelming. And that's why you need a realtor that is going to partner with you to make sure that they can help keep you kind of on an even keel, I guess. And one of the things that Zweiker & Associates does is they get real with their clients. They sit down and they look at your finances and they say, let's decide what you can and cannot afford. Because when you start buying a house, you start looking at homes and things like that, you can very quickly get into a situation where you get in over your head, not only emotionally, but financially. And that's the last thing you want. Not only are they going to get real with you financially, they're going to make sure that you don't get overloaded. They're going to make you put together a do must have list and a do not want list and things like that. And then you're only going to look at about 8 to 12 homes max. And when you're looking at homes, having a number that small can make a huge difference. Zweiker & Associates, find out what they can do for you. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com.
My, oh my. Okay, folks, here's Sterling Auto Group's top three reasons you know it's time to trade in your old car. Here we go. Number three, hitchhikers turn you down for a ride. Number two, your dog is too ashamed to stick his head out the window. And the number one reason to trade in your old car.
Cause Sterling Auto Group will give you $8,000 off with any trade. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. So bring any trade to Sterling Auto Group and get an $8,000 discount off any select new car or truck in stock. So you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit on select vehicles. All incentives to dealer.
Royalty Pecans, providing you with natural, high-quality Texas pecans grown right here in the Brazos Valley. Pecans make a delicious, nutritious snack. They're naturally sodium and cholesterol-free, rich in fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Royalty Pecans' signature products are made fresh in their farm kitchen using quality ingredients. Shop Royalty Pecans' orchard store for their pies, breads, treats, and more. It's open year-round on Highway 21 at the Brazos River or anytime online. For events, call 979-272-3904 or click royaltypecans.com.
Texas Truck Riggins is there for you and your truck or your SUV, and also for maybe something a little bit different, because let me tell you, Texas Truck Riggins a while back put in right in the middle of the store this boutique so that you can shop for your wife or significant other while you're getting these things done to your truck. Now, we used to call them manly because Texas Truck Riggins was the manly place to go for all these things for your vehicle, like a ranch hand grill guard or bumpers or toolboxes or spray-in bed liners or performance chips if you've got a diesel. But the deal is, and you know it now, there are ladies that are driving trucks in goodly numbers. And so I want to say to you, if you haven't been to Texas Truck Riggins, come on in, because you'll want to look at those same type chrome toys that you may want to put on your truck, but you also may want to pick out purse or shoes or apparel. So whether you're a lady driving a truck or a guy driving a truck, Texas Truck Riggins has something for your truck, but also that boutique on the inside. Why don't you stop in and see them? You'll see why Texas Truck Riggins has been voted best of the Brazos for years and years and years. Located at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan, Texas Truck Riggins.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 65 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, and as you heard Scott talking about before Fox News at the top of the hour, unseasonably warm today with a high scarily close to 90 for late February. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Finding more than $4 million to operate the new College Station High School next year will not be easy, and one revenue source will not be available. CSISD Superintendent Eddie Colson is not optimistic about the state allowing the district to keep last year's city bond refund totaling more than $1 million.
Unfortunately, due to the state financing system and the rules, it doesn't appear that CSISD will be able to keep any of that money. Even as we look at very, very creative solutions, we're still waiting for some final answers related to that.
In addition, Colson says next year's budget recommends cutting nearly $2 million, in part by eliminating 10 to 15 elementary teachers to bring class sizes closer to state mandates and reducing central office personnel. Texas Rangers are investigating the death of a Leon County jail inmate. 37-year-old John French of Normandy was found hanging in his cell Tuesday by jail employees conducting an hourly check. Sheriff Jerry Wakefield says French was found with a bedsheet knotted around his neck with the other end tied to the cell's shower head.
Checked him and there were no vital signs on the individual. He looked like he'd been dead maybe 20 minutes. It's hard to say.
Wakefield says French was waiting to be transferred to prison. He was sentenced 2 weeks ago to 18 years on a second-degree felony conviction of continuous family violence. Last October, Bryan City Councilman Chuck Condrell and his family moved into a new home, but it turns out the new address is inside what will be the new boundaries of Councilwoman Ann Horton's district. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more on the problems that's causing.
Condrell says he's had a couple of dozen people ask him about the move.
I gave knowledge of this move to the city secretary before the move, and before closing on that home. I also, during executive session of city council, told my fellow councilmen about it. I reviewed with the city secretary the ramifications with regard to election law and how that would or would not affect us. And we made the move back then, not with any secret at all.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the new district lines do not kick in until the first day of filing for the next council election, which is in July. Strada says, according to the Texas Constitution, Condrell can serve until a successor is sworn in following the November election. Condrell declined to comment about his political future. Strada says any public announcement before July 9th, 120 days before the November election, would require Condrell to automatically resign from the council. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There should be just as much excitement about research at Texas A&M University as there is about Aggie football. That was among the first things told to local business leaders Wednesday by Jeff Seaman, who is the chief research officer for the flagship campus and the A&M system.
Emma says its costs have gone...
Sorry, well, that's our next story. Here's Dr. Seaman.
So let me leave you with one primary takeaway today. There is groundbreaking research going on at Texas A&M, and it's now part of who we are as a university and as Aggies. This is our newest tradition.
Seaman told the Chamber of Commerce audience the university received $689 million in research money last year, and that generated more than 23,000 jobs and close to $4 billion of economic impact right here in the Brazos Valley. Atmos Energy says its costs are going up, and they want you and me to pick up that 5.5% increase on natural gas delivery costs.
Atmos says its costs have gone up since the last rate case in 2007, and it needs more money to pay for the improvements. Over recent years, some critics have worried that fracking, the method some gas companies use to extract natural gas, causes earthquakes that could cause damage to those underground lines. Because Atmos does not involve itself in fracking, Jennifer Ryan declined to discuss that matter, but she acknowledges
there's natural shifting of the ground at all times. And again, to maintain the safety and reliability of our pipeline, then yes, we have to go in there consistently and check everything.
LP Phillips, TSN News.
And a medical examiner has not found any evidence that an 82-year-old pilot suffered a medical event before the plane he was flying crashed in central Arkansas last year, killing himself, his wife, and two Oklahoma State basketball coaches. The crash was in November near Perryville, Arkansas. The Associated Press obtained copies of their autopsy reports and toxicology tests showed that pilot Olin Brandstetter's death was essentially instantaneous. Toxicology tests did not find any drugs in his system. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 65 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for some weather brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. The area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Some cloudiness showing up down towards the coast this morning, but that's where it will remain during the day. Partial sunshine and warm, highs around 85 today. Clouding up tonight, the risk of a shower, a low of 50. Clouds for tomorrow, temperatures are going to only be around 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy, lows are near 40 degrees. During the day Saturday, we'll see abundant sunshine, temperatures on Saturday around 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, those that did show up at Reed Arena last night were loud enough to help the Aggies make a comeback against Kansas, but it wasn't enough. Kansas now a win away from wrapping up their eighth straight Big 12 title. We'll hear from the coaches and the players from the game last night. We got that and more coming up in sports.
There you go, 7:14 on this day in history.
I love this part.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start packing up.
Yeah, really, I'm done.
Thought I'd do that just to make sure you were paying attention. Yeah. And actually, the siege of the Alamo began on this date in 1836.
Is that right? Golly, that's when John Wayne got everybody together.
Yeah,
Richard Widmark.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And
Billy Bob Thornton showed up later.
Several years later he showed up.
That was when they told the story again, yeah.
Right, and, right. Anyway. I think Frankie Avalon was there,
sure.
too.
Sure, yep.
So,
yeah. Frankie Lane.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, he was here. Oh, wait, never mind.
No, he wasn't here.
Maybe he sang the song for the Alamo.
Right.
Anyway, of course, it goes on until March 6th. So for those of you who don't know, it makes me. I often wonder about this. If you stopped 100 people in, I don't know, Cloudcroft, New Mexico, or something, and said, "Do you? Well, not that. Let's go to North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
Bismarck, North Dakota. What city is the Alamo in? How many people would know that?
I think more than half.
Do you?
Sure.
Okay, and I don't know.
Sure.
I mean,
well, what age people are we talking about, you know, that you're going to interview? If they're over 40, I'd say yeah.
But it's hard for me to know, and don't deal with people who live out of the state. So much that I wouldn't be at any point in the conversation to go, hey, wait a minute, let's check. I got to check. Do you know where the Alamo is?
Yeah.
I think your number one answer would be, it's somewhere in Texas, isn't
exactly.
it?
Yeah,
that
might be the number one answer. But,
sure.
You know, I mean, San Antonio is the... like the eighth largest city in the country. Or ninth or something like that.
Right.
So, and it is a, you know, vacation destination. So, you know, a lot of people that you've asked have either been there or thought about going there.
Yeah.
So
it would be interesting though. Just one of those things.
So they can go and join the long list of people disappointed in the Alamo.
That's right. And go, huh? I went by where? That was it?
Okay. Well, let's turn, if you went to the same place in Dakota.
Hang on.
Yeah. It's right around the corner from the liquor store.
If you went to the same place in the Dakotas and asked where is Fort Sumter, how many people would
far fewer would
know?
Yeah. Well, sure. But that's not that is not the icon. Fort Sumter is not an icon. I mean,
well, no, that's true. It's where the Civil War fired its first shot.
Yeah,
but you know.
Yeah, if other iconic locations. But I think, it's somewhere in Texas. It probably
yeah.
Be. Hey,
right.
Okay. So anyway, guys, happy National Chili Day.
Thank you.
How many people?
As in pepper or the dish?
Chili, like the dish, I believe.
Okay.
With or without beans?
Without.
Okay. What's the strangest thing you've ever had in chili? You know, with the meat-based product.
The strangest thing?
Yeah.
I've had squirrel stew. I don't know what I've had.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
I don't know. I'd say venison or deer meat, but that's not strange.
It's not. Well, for us. Now, you know, if you go to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that Hormel. I bet you do.
Yeah, exactly. All their chili comes in a can.
Yeah, exactly. Did any more make chili?
Yeah. All right.
Hello?
Who was the last person to die in the Alamo?
That was.
Has it happened recently?
That was John Wayne.
No. It was a broadcast engineer.
Oh. It was a broadcast engineer.
As I said, has it happened recently?
Yeah.
They must have been doing a remote.
Could have been.
Yeah, he's probably right because they had to film the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. National Chili Day today, so that ought to be nice. Also, Curling is Cool Day, and curling is cool.
I mean, yeah, because you do it on the ice.
Very fact that people would actually pay to go in and watch guys with brooms and sweeping in front of and behind
a stone.
And I'm just hello.
I've had seafood chili with oysters.
Now that would be interesting.
Oh.
It was interesting.
Was it a tomato base? I mean
No. It was actually like a chili with oysters in it, and it was interesting.
But I'm saying, chili. But I'm saying the base. I mean, if it had seafood in it, was it a tomato based soup?
It was tomato based, but there was also chili meat in it, chili pepper, and it was very good.
Beans?
Huh. What?
Beans?
No, he's
no
not
beans.
A. Co- He's
no
not,
beans.
He's
why
not
why
a.
Would
he's,
you put beans
he's not a communist, I'm Scott. Asking. Quit trying to bait everybody okay, with your now. Beans in the chili comment.
Now these were raw oysters.
Oh, I'm sorry, we went away.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, back to the Alamo. You know there is a basement in the Alamo.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. They got stuff you keep in the basement.
Was there some question about that?
Well,
did I miss something?
Well,
he was just giving us more information.
Davy Crockett's son living in the basement of the Alamo?
Playing video games?
Playing video games while his dad right. was dying?
That's right. That's where they kept, you know, old games. And you know, there's a Pac-Man down there.
Pinball machine.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway, so today...
Where the Alamo bowling alley was.
Yeah. Curly. Yeah,
like the MSC.
Got like a three-lane bowling alley down there. Anyway, but yeah, curling, I mean... Wouldn't it be neat if you had, like, a continuing education class that had curling? You could teach it over at the Arctic Wolf.
I think you're tipping your own hand here.
Yeah, I guess so. Hello.
There is no basement in the Alamo. That's from a Pee Wee Herman movie. That's where they put his bike, they said.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're stupid. Tom, you used to live there. Why didn't
well,
you know that?
Yeah, I did. I lived there for 18 years of my life, and I went to the Alamo three times, and they were both on school trips. I had to go.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
The caller's referring to Pee-wee's big adventure. Pee-wee's bike is stolen. A fortune teller tells him to look in the basement of the Alamo.
Thank you. Okay. All right. We did. I'm
right.
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I missed that part of politics. We got,
apparently asking we, Tom about the Alamo is about like asking me about the Red River County Courthouse.
did you go there three times on a school trip?
I think so, yeah. Sounds about right.
Does it concern you that we've got listeners that know more about Pee-wee's Big Adventure than they do about the Alamo?
No.
It doesn't concern me that I know less than they do about it.
No, what we have is we have some listeners who know more and are calling. There may, in fact, be many people who know much more about the Alamo and nothing about Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, let me go here. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Oh, it's great. It's almost Friday.
Hey, you know, Santa Anna didn't want to attack the Alamo, but Chuck Norris was chasing after his army.
That's it. Yeah, I knew that. Hello.
Hey, I actually learned something from you guys today. I didn't realize that San Antonio was in the top 10 largest cities in the U.S.
Really? Yeah, it's been that way for quite a while. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, it's number two in Texas.
Yeah, it's
take
that, Dallas.
It's over Dallas.
Yeah, and they're doing well down there.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels cost a lot, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I guess you guys are going to pick up on the curling. All right, we'll move on.
Well, no,
it's obvious you're a fan. That's fine. I'll humor
times.
You.
Yeah, that's enough. That's good, yeah.
If you'd like to talk Call of Duty, I can be very interested in that, but I know what your level is.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Online dating sites don't do well determining whether people have enough chemistry to make a match. You think?
Wait, say that again a little bit slower.
Online dating sites... don't do well determining whether people have enough chemistry to make a match.
No, they just want to make sure your credit card clears.
That's exactly right, unless they have those check for free weekends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The study in the Journal of Psychological Science and the Public Interest, who's going to be reading that? Golly, I'm glad I've got the online edition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finds that online dating sites encourage a shopping mindset.
Well, duh.
Researchers say that's no way for people to make such a strong connection. The lead author told CNN, not only is there no scientific evidence, despite the claims, but my team of co-authors have become pessimistic that there could ever be, in principle, an algorithm that could match people well based on the approaches that these sites take. So...
there you go.
Oh, they're looking at it way too cerebrally.
Well, of course they are. They'd be scientists.
I mean, most guys would be like, oh, she's pretty hot. I think I'll try to contact her.
Exactly. Yeah. You think that there's going to be it's like they're at a Geekzoid convention.
Right.
Yeah, well, what kind of algorithm we can put together to see if we
I can't imagine why I couldn't find my perfect match.
Exactly. Happy hour? What does happy hour mean? Yeah, that's good.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So there you are. And if you want to go spend money, and I don't know what those things cost, but if you want to go spend money on that, then that's fine.
And by the way, for that call, San Antonio is number 7, according to the 2010 population.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, let's see.
1.3 million.
So in this break, we've learned that your obsession is curling, and Tom's obsession is finding out just exactly where San Antonio ranks in the top 10.
The three of us know very little about Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Exactly.
Can you see clearly while driving?
If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
You know, usually this time of year, if we're talking about energy efficiency in windows, we're saying it's a chilly late October, late February day, and the cold air is coming through that window that's not sealing. Instead, we're talking about the high temperature being near 90 today. Maybe a chance you ran your AC yesterday. You may end up running it today. But truth of the matter is, as we've talked about before, if that window is not sealing tightly, you may notice it in the cold weather, but it's not sealing anytime. Okay, that air exchange goes on 52 weeks out of the year. So why not take care of that? And maybe that can help you have energy bills that you can be a little more comfortable with. If you got staggered by opening up that envelope a few times in the last year or so, let the folks at Intercon come out, assess your window situation, give you an estimate, and then leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. Intercon just doesn't operate that way. They are a home-owned company, and what they deal with is windows. Now, understand that builder's grade windows are not necessarily the most energy efficient. So if you were in a home that's really not all that old, the windows may be a problem. If you live in an older home, then you may in fact know that you've got a problem. But either way, the folks at Intercon will come out, give you an estimate, and then never give you any high pressure, because that's just not the way that the Oscar and Brad Beard work, because you know they're hometown folks. They know that there'll be a time when they may be able to be a service to you, and if now's the time, give them a call. 823-3639. It's Intercon.
Hi, this is Mia with Mia's on Main. I'm usually here to promote my window treatments, but I want to tell you about something closer to my heart. Breath Effect Christian Yoga. Donation-based classes held at the Brian Boomfit location benefit both you and our community, with portions of proceeds going to local charities such as the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Classes range from beginner to power classes and include a class for adults 50+. Receive the amazing benefits of yoga while supporting our community. Classes start March 1st, so call 823.
James's business was booming.
Whoops, sorry about that. Let's go back and start over. What do you think?
Hi, this is Mia with Mia's on Main. I'm usually here to promote my window treatments, but I want to tell you about something closer to my heart. Breath Effect Christian Yoga. Donation-based classes held at the Brian Boomfit location benefit both you and our community, with portions of proceeds going to local charities such as the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Classes range from beginner to power classes and include a class for adults 50+. Receive the amazing benefits of yoga while supporting our community. Classes start March 1st, so call 823-6246 or visit breatheffectyoga.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. All right, 87 is what we're looking at for a high temperature today, and it's going to be windy, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low temperature around 47, and again, winds up to about 25. They'll shift around tomorrow. We'll have sunny skies. High will only be 61. The winds will be out of the north, gusting to 30, so it's probably not going to feel like 61. Then about 38 tomorrow night. We'll be in the 60s as we begin the weekend. Right now, humidity is 90%. And we've got mostly cloudy skies and 66.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, all these years talking about half-price books, my love of books can't come as a big surprise. And these days, there are lots of techno choices for reading. It's a good thing. The more reading, the better. But Jenny and I still have to make our visits to half-price books. The feel and smell of real books, the fun of getting out, hunting through new arrivals, and the most amazing used books, plus all the music, movies, and collectibles. And hey, with almost everything half-price or less, and we all always sell back what we've already enjoyed for cash. Bottom line, Half Price Books is the one place where cool things find us. And the helpful folks there, we call them bibliomaniacs, make it easy. They can even check for books at their stores nationwide. So stop at your local Half Price Books and help them celebrate their 40th anniversary. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Today, folks, a tale of two animal rights wackos. The first one from Fresno, California. $100,000 reward has been offered for information leading to an arrest. after an arson attack last month on the state's biggest beef processor. 14 big rig tractors and a bunch of trailers were destroyed at Harris Ranch. Damage estimated over $2 million. Animal rights activists claimed responsibility for the arson. The North American Animal Liberation Press Office released an anonymous email which included a description of the stuff used to pull off the arson. I wonder if our Homeland Security Department will go after these dangerous leftist wackos whose arson could have killed someone as homegrown terrorists. Or will big sis Janet Napolitano think that there's really no beef here? Next up, Cleveland, Ohio. 27-year-old Meredith Lowell was hauled into federal court on charges that she wanted to hire a hitman to kill somebody who wore fur. A woman, it's charged, set up a Facebook page using an alias. She offered up to $830 for a gunman to take out a fur wearer. The person to be killed had to be at least 12 years old. FBI agent posed as the potential killer, communicated with Ms. Lowell via email. The animal rights activist told the FBI fake hitman that she wanted to be on site when the murder was carried out so that she could distribute papers afterward. Propaganda. Brainwashed. Idiotic, stupid, dangerous. Yep, those are today's liberals.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that accidents happen and there's no use crying over spilt milk. But what if that milk gets spilled on your laptop's keyboard, causing a computer meltdown? Or what if you accidentally delete a really important computer file? Computer disasters can indeed cause tears to flow, along with a few choice words, unless you've done as I have. Get automatic, continual online backup for your computer files from Carbonite. With Carbonite, your tears of frustration will turn to tears of joy because you'll be able to easily restore your backed-up computer files. Over 1 million customers trust Carbonite to protect their home and small business computer files, plans starting at just $59 a year. And it takes just a few minutes to get started, so please start your free trial today, Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use the offer code RUSH. Get 2 bonus months if you decide to buy. Carbonite.com. Offer code RUSH.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 65 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, knocking on the door of 90 for a high. We'll tell you more about that after this news update brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A Normandy man who was awaiting transfer to prison was found dead at the Leon County Jail in Centerville Tuesday. Sheriff Jerry Wakefield says 37-year-old John French was found hanging in his cell by employees conducting an hourly check of the inmates.
Did find that the subject was unconscious. He had a rope made out of a sheet tied around his neck, and the sheet was then tied onto the shower head.
French was sentenced this month to 18 years in prison on a second-degree felony conviction of continuous family violence. Texas Rangers are investigating the death. Better gas up soon, because if you don't, you'll probably wish you had.
That's because GasBuddy.com is expecting a price jump of 5 to 20 cents a gallon by the end of this coming weekend. Analyst Patrick DeHaan says a refinery fire in Washington State and sharply higher spot crude prices are to blame.
Prices across California have increased over 20 cents a gallon in 1 week.
DeHaan says this spike will ease off by next week, but he says Texas will probably break our all-time record high gas price by May.
In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Number three and gaining, that's Texas A&M's position in the amount of research money nationwide among universities without a medical school. But like the Aggie women's track team capturing their third straight national title by winning a relay race, Chief Research Officer Jeff Seaman expects A&M to overtake MIT and Cal Berkeley.
It's as much a part of our DNA as is the core and the 12th man. And we are headed for first place because just like a relay race, for research, bronze is not good enough.
Addressing a Chamber of Commerce audience, Seaman cited a variety of ongoing projects, as large as $60 million this year going into underwater oil drilling, to cancer research of humans and dogs, and to digital entertainment. Next year's proposed budget in the College Station School District calls for cuts totaling nearly $2 million. Superintendent Eddie Colson says thanks to the Texas school finance formula, it appears the CSISD will not be able to keep last year's city bond refund totaling more than $1 million.
Even as we think about many, many creative solutions other than simply the city refunding the money to the district, it does appear that CSISD will not be able to actually realize any of that money. It is awful discouraging news, and it just shows kind of the state of school finance.
Proposals before the school board include high school teachers in core subjects teaching an extra class and restructuring support staff in the instructional technology department. Two members of the Bryan City Council live in what will be the same district. WTAW's Bill Oliver tells us how they're going to try and sort it all out.
Chuck Condo and his family moved into a house last October that this coming July will be located inside Ann Horton's council district. Condola says he notified the council in executive session and has received legal advice from city staff, and he's withholding comment about his political future.
So I get that question from time to time, probably had a couple of dozen people ask that of me now, and I defer them to the city secretary's office so she can accurately explain what is very complicated wording on election law.
City Secretary Marilyn Stronda says if Condola makes a public comment between now and July 9th, he would have to resign immediately. Stronda says according to the Texas Constitution, Condola can continue to serve until after the November election when his successor is sworn in. Technically, Stronda says Condola is still living in the proper district because the new boundaries don't kick in until July, when filing begins for the November election. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Texas man who tortured his former neighbor while holding her captive nearly 2 weeks has been sentenced to life in prison. Jeffrey Allen Maxwell was sentenced Wednesday after jurors deliberated about 50 minutes. The 59-year-old will be eligible for parole after serving 60 years, so it's essentially a life sentence. He was convicted Tuesday of aggravated kidnapping and two counts of aggravated sexual assault. After abducting his neighbor his ex-neighbor last March, he drove 100 miles away to his Corsicana home. Then he is accused of holding her captive for several days. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It is 66 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Two studs, one woman. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and I keep thinking about those words. Two studs, one woman. Two burning hot diamond studs, one beautiful woman who loves her studs. Two fiery studs just looking for a lobe, and one passionate woman seeking some brilliant companions. Two studs from Douglas Jewelers. One woman from, well, that one woman is you. Come see us on University Drive in the Starbucks Shopping Center across from Home Depot.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer. Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Come see us at the Home Expo, February 25th and 26th. We are launching an exciting new product.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
7:38, Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Some cloudiness showing up down towards the coast this morning, but that's where it will remain during the day. Partial sunshine and warm, highs around 85 today. Clouding up tonight, the risk of a shower, a low of 50. Clouds for tomorrow, temperatures are going to only be around 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy, lows are near 40 degrees. During the day Saturday, we'll see abundant sunshine, temperatures on Saturday around 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take you back to Reed Arena last night. The Aggies and the fourth-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. Got to be a pretty good game after it looked like it was going to be a blowout, but the Jayhawks win it, and they're one win away from an eighth Big 12 title. We'll talk about that. Swimming, diving, indoor track, and more coming up in sports.
So this whole College Station school district and the money thing is insane.
Yeah.
This is just crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. And we've known it's been crazy, and it's just now, apparently, Eddie Colson, the superintendent at College Station, is saying, wow, it looks like we're whooped on this thing, and we can't keep this. Was it 1.8?
Right? 1.4.
1.2 million dollars.
Seven digits. How about that?
That was in the TIF that College Station had to, you had to disperse the funds again because you didn't do everything that you needed to in the TIF in time or whatever. And because this has never happened before, the Texas Education Agency didn't know exactly what they needed to do, and so they researched it. And obviously, we've been talking about this thing for months. College Station sees this pot of money that really I think should be theirs, and now they're going to have to give it back. This in the midst of also probably looking at continued cutbacks in the school district.
Hooray.
Just, wow, amazing that that's going to happen. But that's okay. I'm sure it's going to go to some very deserving boys and girls in some other school district. Hello. Okay.
Hmm.
You did all that just to do that. Okay.
Maybe we covered their subject for them.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. I just and again, people who have really delved into this and looked at it, I'm just standing on the outside going, really? Golly. Thanks, though. All right, now, I don't know if there's karma or not. I don't know if it really exists, but have you had that person who's behind you? They've just got to get on down the road faster than you are going.
Okay? I had it just yesterday afternoon.
Uh-oh.
Tom, I think it happens to you a lot, but tell me,
really?
Tell me this story. Well, I don't know. No,
really? I mean, really?
I consider you a speed demon. Yeah, there's no doubt. All right. So what happened?
Well, no, I'm coming down 2818 right here at the back of our building.
Uh-huh.
And I put on my right blinker to enter our little back entrance. And there's a fellow in a truck right on my bumper. And he can't wait for me to slow down and take my right to get up to the stop sign that's 100 feet up there that he's going to have to wait anyway. He has to jerk out into the left lane behind me because I'm slowing down and almost runs into the car that's back to my left and then scoot around me to go up and stop at that stoplight that's 100 feet ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Maybe
he was too busy texting and he looked down and realized he was about to rear end you.
I guess so. So I guess I was taking too much time to take my right turn. I was keeping him from things.
Or as Jay said, maybe he wasn't paying attention, he or she, I don't know what it was. Looking down and went, oh, I'm going to hit that car. I better move. Hello.
I've considered Tom a speed demon before.
Well, thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
But there's somebody who's behind you. They just got to get going. They honk their horn. They give you the little special salute. and then they pass you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then about a mile down the road, they're pulled over for a ticket, right?
Oh, I mean, and you love that.
Don't you?
Oh, God. That's one of the most satisfying things.
Got one better.
Huh.
Got one better than that.
Uh-huh.
In San Francisco, some guy in his Porsche was angry at the line of cars in front of him just sitting there. Okay? As in, why don't you idiots go? Especially because there's an empty lane right there in front of you. So why don't you go in that empty lane?
Uh-huh.
So the Porsche driver took the lane to pass the stationary traffic. And, of course, going probably too fast, plowed right through the patch of freshly poured cement.
Oh, Harriet.
Oh. And got stuck. Yeah,
that is good.
Probably out there someplace. I know yesterday, maybe the day before, I saw a video of this as the workers try to help this dude who is happy to sit in the car, of course, while they're putting 2x4s and stuff under his Carrera S, and they shovel out from around the wheels, and they were able to get it out. It took about an hour. Now, obviously, people observing this didn't know whether or not any of that stuff had gotten into the rotors or underneath the car to cause a problem. But
yes, but that's still worthy of, if you're right there by him and you're kind of stuck, you just look over and you take a victorious sip of whatever beverage you enjoy.
Yeah, and again, he had to sit there through the entire thing. Hello?
His car sunk so low that if he opened his doors, it was going to fill in with concrete.
Yeah, well,
that would have been an issue. Yeah,
so let me just sit here and let the concrete go up into the innards of my car.
So when that guy does pass you, getting back to the other celebration, when the guy does pass you, you know, going 90, and then he gets stopped, and then you pass him, is it okay to honk in celebration?
Well, not honk.
Do you get a ticket for taunting or something like that?
You get 15 yards on the ensuing kickoff.
Right.
What you're supposed to do is actually slow down 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, right.
As you go by the officer.
But can you roll down your window and go, yes!
Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. Yeah, exactly. Hey, a group of international researchers.
I did point at someone and laugh one time.
Did you?
They weren't getting a ticket, though. They were getting arrested. So.
Did you know them? Did they know you?
No, I had just gone into a local shoppery of a particular flavor, and they were talking about how a couple of kids that were in there causing problems, and they found out that they apparently had been shoplifting, and so the next thing I know, I go outside, and as I'm pulling out of the parking lot, they're seated on the sidewalk with matching silver bracelets connected by a chain behind their back.
Oh, my.
And blubbering like small children. And
that's, I didn't mean to, right?
And that's when I pointed and laughed.
I didn't mean to. Okay. A group of international researchers wants a bill of rights for dolphins and whales.
Well, it is high time.
Yeah.
A bill of rights.
Yeah. Yeah.
For dolphins and whales.
Sure. Okay. Scientists from England and the U.S. presented their case last weekend at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
Wait, didn't we run a show from them? Wasn't that one?
We might have. There was a time that we did, yeah. We had a little one-and-a-half-minute one. That's right. Yep, sure did.
Huh.
They claim that dolphins and whales are so intelligent, they should be declared...
He's cackling like Flipper now.
Yeah, very good. Non-human persons.
Wait, what?
They should be declared, that's what I'm saying, non-human persons.
What other species fall into the category of non-human
That's it.
Persons?
Aliens, but we don't get to talk to them very often. Non-human persons and protected by a new Bill of Rights. The group essentially wants people... Do you think the folks making the presentation wash their hair regularly? I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but
yeah.
Anyway, hyphenated names. The group essentially wants people to stop hunting whales or exploiting mammals in theme parks. The research, okay, you got to go to the theme park and do what? Watch fish? Sorry, you got to have a performer out there. Researchers claim there's growing evidence that animals have a similar level of intelligence, self-aware, and sensitivity to their own.
Well, you know, they've got a movie out now that probably the greatest movie that they've ever seen. And I did go to see it the other day, The Big Miracle. And, you know, this is John Krasinski and Drew Barrymore. This is a true story. You remember of the three whales that were trapped in Barrow, Alaska back about 25 years ago.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's a good movie, but it did get political. So, you know.
You think?
Yeah, it did get political anti-Reagan administration.
They decided to call it the big miracle and it got political.
Yeah, it did get political. Yeah. But other than that, it was a pretty heartwarming movie.
Did someone
play
Reagan go out into the water with a gun and shoot a baby dolphin? Yeah.
They did have somebody trying to do a Reagan mimic.
Did they?
In the movie.
I don't know the full story. My thought is, though, that... Mm-hmm. That the critters that are in those animal parks, you know, at least don't have to worry about predators, right?
That's true.
I mean, you know, they're not part
of
the food
chain. Other than 7-year-old kids, you know, screaming at them.
Well, that's it. Anyway.
I think the last time anything predatory happened in an animal park, it was the animal killing one of the trainers.
Right. It's the other way around.
Yeah.
As Ron White said, it was a killer whale.
That's right.
What's surprising you about that? In Austin, a service dog group. This would be Austin, Texas. A service dog group is attempting to make the world's biggest ball of dog hair.
Really? I'm sure the organization that is are they trying to call attention to whatever service dog organization it is?
Going to have to look and see. Just that's the only thing I know.
What's the previous record? Do we know? I mean, what's the circumference record?
How close are they? Do you bring baggies full of dog hair to help them out? I mean,
is there photographic evidence?
Yeah, we'll have to have a look. I mean, do you do that and they kind of spray on some glue and slack it on there? And what color?
Shellac it
be?
For
Yeah, make it shine and glisten. Yeah. Mm. And then roll it down Lamar. That'd be perfect.
Man, this sink is really clogged up.
Don't make it any worse. You know we have a party tomorrow.
I think it's just the garbage disposal. Hey, Jimmy, go get Daddy's tools.
I'm calling the plumber. It figures. I got their voicemail.
I think you better call somebody else. Hurry.
Hello? Is this Plumber King? I have a stopped-up sink, and my husband has his tool belt out. I really need someone here ASAP.
Don't let this happen to you. Brian 800 Answering Service offers a friendly and professional answering service, all for less than $3 a day. Call 774-4800 or click Brian800.com now.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Do you feel like a prisoner to your past? Do certain memories still haunt you after all these years? If so, take heart. There is hope once you understand that changing the past is really all about changing the present. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Every day at Focus on the Family, we hear from good people who have faced difficult and even tragic life circumstances. Haunted by memories, many endure life with a sense of agony few of their family and friends even know about. In some cases, these folks refuse to seek help because they don't believe it's possible to overcome problems from so long ago. Why bother, they think? What's done is done. We can't change the past. Strictly speaking, that's true. We can't literally change the negative or traumatic events we've experienced. But that line of thinking ignores a very important point. If the effects of our memories still impact our lives today, then they're not past issues at all. They're very much in the present, and we can do something about them. We can choose to move forward in life and refuse to remain stuck in the difficulties we've encountered in the past. Healing doesn't happen by accident. It's a choice we can make and act upon. If you'd like to talk to someone about beginning that process, call one of our counselors or let us help you find one in your area. Call us at 1-800, the letter A, and the word family. Or visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale starting this Friday only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
January, February, March.
Fanbrewery?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's Fanbrewery, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., U.K., and Canada. Excluding Quebec, 18 and older. Ends 2/29/12 for rules. Visit ConstantContact.com.
One more time. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Tom Patterson with United Country Real Estate. Find your freedom with United Country Real Estate. Well, if Kansas wraps up their eighth straight Big 12 basketball title on Saturday by beating Missouri and Lawrence, they should certainly point to their two wins over Texas A&M as key ingredients, because neither one was easy against a struggling Aggie basketball team that probably will not make postseason ball. A month after battling the Jayhawks in a 10-point loss at Lawrence last night, the Aggies outscored the fourth-ranked conference leaders 27-10 for an 11-minute stretch of the second half, cutting a 21-point deficit down to 4. But with less than a minute to play, KU's Jeff Withey made a couple of free throws and a slam dunk to put away a 66-58 win over A&M at Reed Arena. After the game, Kansas coach Bill Self.
They played better, and then we played awful down the stretch. But basically, to put them in a position to have a chance to win the game is beyond belief, because of just, you know, making basketball plays that experienced guys should never make.
Reed was loud but barely half full as A&M dropped below 500 for the first time this year. Kansas went on a 14-2 run in the first half to build a double-digit lead, which was at 10 at halftime. Then a 14-0 run early in the second half put them up by 21 with 13:25 to play before the Aggies took over. Chris Middleton scored 13 of his game-high 23 points in the Aggies' run that cut the score to 60-56 with a minute 46 left. Billy Kennedy did welcome Dash Harris, the point guard, back from injury, and that helped.
Good to see Dash. He moved pretty well to play 24 minutes and really the last stretch. And we were able to get some easy baskets in transition, and his penetration helped us. And defensively, I thought he did a pretty good job at the top of our defense.
Kansas now has a full game lead in the Big 12 over Missouri. Like we said, they host the Tigers on Saturday. Here again is Bill Self.
I think A&M played pretty good down the stretch. You know, the second half they shot 50%. And, you know, they didn't make a shot to start the second half, so they must have made some shots down the stretch. So Middleton got on a roll. Dash made a big three, but I think we helped them. But certainly, to me, when you make plays that you know nobody wants you to make, and it doesn't bother you, that's a bad sign for a basketball team. Didn't seem like to me it bothered us much tonight.
Aggies go to 13-14 for the year. They are 4-11 in the Big 12. They'll head to Oklahoma the next two Saturdays in Stillwater with Oklahoma State this Saturday. Also last night in the Big 12, Iowa State beat Texas Tech 72-54. And at the Bedlam game, Oklahoma beat Oklahoma State in Norman 77-64. The Big 12 Indoor Track and Field Championships will start tomorrow at the Gillum Indoor Stadium at A&M. Tomorrow, the multi-events start at 11 a.m. and the running events start at 3. Everything starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday. The A&M men won their first Big 12 indoor title last year at the meet held in Lincoln, Nebraska. The Aggie women had won 4 straight until Nebraska beat them out last year. Again, that'll be this weekend. Texas A&M men's and women's swimming and diving teams grabbed the first day lead at the Big 12 Championships at the Mizzou Aquatic Center. The Aggie men jumped to the top of the standings with a pair of runner-up finishes in 2 relay races and 4 divers in the top 7 of the 1-meter springboard. The Aggies scored 123 points. They have a lead over Texas with 115, followed by Missouri with 92. There's only 3 teams that compete in men's swimming. Only 5 compete in women's side. A&M got 74 points the first day, Texas 72, followed by Missouri, Kansas, and Iowa State. A&M's only win in day one was the women's 200 medley relay. The meet continues through Saturday. Temple and the Big East are talking about the Owls rejoining the conference as soon as next season. The Big East has a vacancy next season now that West Virginia is being allowed to leave immediately for the Big 12. In another development, Boise State evidently doesn't have enough money to pay the exit fee out of the Mountain West, so they'll remain in the Mountain West for the 2012-2013 athletic season after considering an early move for its football program to the Big East. The school remains on track to join the Big East in football for the 2013 season. Andrew Bynum had 19 points and 14 rebounds last night as the Lakers beat the Mavericks 96-91. And Lewis Cola's 19 points and 10 rebounds helped the Houston Rockets beat the 76ers 93-87. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Tom Patterson at United Country Real Estate. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, I'm Tom Patterson with United Country Real Estate. While many real estate companies are struggling in the down economy, United Country sales increased 44% in 2011. In fact, we currently have a database of over 350,000 active buyer leads. I can advertise your property to buyers looking for property just like yours. Call me at 703-1863 or visit UCTexas.com. And remember,
no one knows the country like we do. United Country.
Hi, welcome to EcoBox. How can I help you?
Well, I'm getting ready to move and I need a lot of boxes, but I just hate the thought of all those boxes going to waste after I'm done with them.
Well, maybe you should consider our used boxes.
Used boxes? Really?
Oh, yeah. EcoBox has an unbelievable selection of new and used boxes.
Really?
Yep. And not only will you save up to 50% compared to new boxes, when you're finished moving, EcoBox will even buy them back.
So there won't be a gigantic stack of boxes in front of my new house? I love that.
This is Kim Warlick of EcoBox in Bryan College Station. Not only do we have new and used moving boxes, businesses in the Brazos Valley are finding they can buy locally from EcoBox at lower prices and without freight charges. We offer wholesale pricing on our huge inventory of boxes, packing peanuts, tape, bubble wrap, and much more. For the best price, service, and free delivery, call EcoBox at 979-703-8896 or visit ecobox.com.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Anti-American outrage boils over in Afghanistan. Two U.S. troops have been killed amid all the protests over Quran burnings. Fox's Connor Powell, live in Kabul.
Dave, thousands of Afghans protested for the third day in a row, burning of the Quran by U.S. troops. Five more Afghans were killed during today's riots. In eastern Afghanistan, an Afghan soldier shot and killed two U.S. troops and wounded several others in protest of the Quran burning. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the shooting and are calling on Afghan security forces to attack U.S. troops. President Obama sent a letter of apology to Afghan President Hamid Karzai, expressing regret for the incident, but the protests continue. Dave?
Connor, numerous reports are out this morning saying seven Marines are dead when two helicopters collided late last night near Yuma, Arizona, during a training exercise. The Republicans running against President Obama attacked him again last night.
The first thing we need to do is repeal Obamacare. That's
Rick Santorum also had testy exchanges with his rivals, but they did agree on some things. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Mesa, Arizona.
Dave, all four agreed that President Obama's done a bad job on foreign policy.
This is the administration's enemy. You're safe.
Newt Gingrich among those blasting the president's Iran policy. Ron Paul said if war will happen again, it ought to be done properly.
Ask the people and ask the Congress for a declaration of war. This is war, and people are going to die, and you've got to get a declaration of war.
All four also agreed that much more must be done to combat illegal immigration and to secure the border. Dave?
Rich, the president worried about rising gas prices. Goes to Miami today to talk energy. Gas is up 3 more cents today, adding to February's all-time high. Unemployment lines remain shorter these days. First-time jobless claims held steady last week at 351,000. The four-week average is near a four-year low. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle.
With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or will get it fast.
Yeah.
Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Right now, save up to $20 on Wagner ThermoQuiet brake pads after mail-in rebate. Service is our best part.
Advance our parts.
Void where prohibited. See store for details.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, talking tile.
Well, this is a natural slate from Brazil. It's one of the nicest slates on the market. The coloration's beautiful. It's just very nice quality, beautiful colors that people can use in their home.
This is unique. This is not what you normally find when you go to a tile store.
That's right. We've had it made in special sizes that you just don't see normally.
This is not just floor slate. This is for bathrooms, kitchens. It can be used everywhere.
That's right. This is a nicer quality slate that's harder and stronger. It can be used really anywhere.
What you bring to this, I think, is your love for the unique. You go overseas and you actually tour these places. You carry manufacturers that nobody else does here.
We need to have the newest colors and styles that are out on the market. And the only way to do that is to stay in touch with the industry. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today.
Highway 6 and College Station.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer. Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Come see us at the Home Expo February 25th and 26th. We are launching an exciting new product.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marblecraft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marblecraft provide you with a solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 67 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 80s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Finding more than $4 million to operate the new College Station High School next year is not going to be easy, and now one revenue source probably will not be available. CSISD Superintendent Eddie Colson is not optimistic about the state allowing the district to keep last year's city bond refund totaling more than $1 million.
Unfortunately, due to the state financing system and the rules,
It doesn't appear that CSISD will be able to keep any of that money, even as we look at very, very creative solutions. We're still waiting for some final answers related to that.
In addition, Colson says next year's budget recommends cutting nearly $2 million, in part by eliminating 10 to 15 elementary school teachers to bring class sizes closer to state mandates. Texas Rangers are investigating the death of a Leon County jail inmate. 37-year-old John French of Normandy was found hanging in his cell Tuesday by jail employees conducting an hourly check. Sheriff Jerry Wakefield says French was found with a bedsheet knotted around his neck with the other end tied to the cell's shower head.
Checked him and there were no vital signs on the individual. He'd looked like he'd been dead maybe 20 minutes. It's hard to say.
Wakefield says French was waiting to be transferred to prison. He was sentenced 2 weeks ago to 18 years on a second-degree felony conviction of continuous family violence. Last October, Bryan City Councilman Chuck Condola and his family moved into a new home. Turns out his new address is inside the new boundaries of Councilwoman Ann Horton's district. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more on how they're trying to sort all that out.
Condola says he's had a couple of dozen people ask him about the move.
I gave knowledge of this move to the city secretary before the move and before closing on that home. I also, during executive session of city council, told my fellow councilmen about it. I reviewed with the city secretary the ramifications with regard to election law and how that would or would not affect us. And we made the move back then, not with any secret at all.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the new district lines do not kick in until the first day of filing for the next council election, which is in July. Strada says, according to the Texas Constitution, Condola can serve until a successor is sworn in following the November election. Condola declined to comment about his political future. Strada says any public announcement before July 9th, 120 days before the November election, would require Condola to automatically resign from the council. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There should be just as much excitement about research at Texas A&M University as there is about Aggie football. That was among the things told to local business leaders Wednesday by Jeff Seaman, who's the chief research officer for the flagship campus and the A&M system.
So let me leave you with one primary takeaway today. There is groundbreaking research going on at Texas A&M, and it's now part of who we are as a university and as Aggies. This is our newest tradition.
Seaman told the Chamber of Commerce audience the university received $689 million in research money last year, generating more than 23,000 jobs and close to $4 billion worth of economic impact in the Brazos Valley. The National Democratic Party has unleashed a so-called Truth Team in Texas.
They're calling it Truth Team 2012. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, chair of the Democratic National Committee, says the Truth Teams will push back against Republican presidential candidates who are distorting President Obama's record.
Probably the most egregious example is where the Republican candidates repeatedly talk about the so-called failed economic record of this president.
Schultz, who came to Austin to make the announcement, says each Truth Team member will be responsible for talking about the economy, education, health care, and reproductive rights, among other issues. In Austin, Judlin Nalay, TSN News.
And the cousin of a Saudi Arabian teenager indicted on charges of interfering with a flight crew says his relative suffers from schizophrenia, was flying home to see his sick mother, and hasn't taken his medication for 3 weeks. Authorities allege 19-year-old Yazid Muhammad Abu Nayan swung his fist at a flight attendant, tried to hit passengers, and mentioned Osama bin Laden in song during a flight from Portland, Oregon to Houston. Police arrested him Tuesday night in Portland after his Continental Airlines flight turned around following the incident. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 67 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
At Toyota, we care about your car now and down the road. That's why we give you Toyota Care, standard on every new Toyota. You can drive with the peace of mind knowing your scheduled maintenance with 24-hour roadside assistance is complimentary for the first 2 years or 25,000 miles. You're covered for engine oil and filter changes, tire rotations, and more. Caring for your car. Toyota Care.
covers normal factory scheduled service. Plan is 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. The new Toyota vehicle cannot be part of a rental or commercial fleet or a livery or taxi vehicle. See participating dealer for complete plan coverage details. Roadside assistance does not include parts and fluids.
812, News Talk 1620, WTAW, checks and weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Some cloudiness showing up down towards the coast this morning, but that's where it will remain during the day. Partial sunshine and warm, highs around 85 today. Clouding up tonight, the risk of a shower, a low of 50. Clouds for tomorrow, temperatures are going to only be around 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy, lows are near 40 degrees. During the day Saturday, we'll see abundant sunshine, temperatures on Saturday around 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so here are the details on the hairball thing out of Austin, okay? The people are looking for the largest hairball.
Oh, yeah, service dog people.
Yeah, 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 it is. Now, but it's a good deal. It is. It's a good deal. And what they've done is they have a plastic globe, and they're asking people to put the dog hair into it. So it's not like you're going to glue it together, okay? And they figure it'll weigh like 60 pounds when they're done.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah, it is. Florida teenager arrested after he allegedly stole a tomato plant that he mistook for marijuana.
Did the
it's
bulbous,
for my oatmeal, Mark. Did, I eat oatmeal. That's it.
Did the bulbous red fruit not give it away? As to
no,
it
apparently not.
Was?
It didn't have any fruit yet. Mm. Angela Cartwright of Holly Hill. It's not that Angela Cartwright. It's the other one. In Daytona Beach, she tells the Daytona Beach paper, she told police she saw a 15-year-old grabbing it through her open kitchen window as she returned from walking her son to the school bus stop. The kid grabs the plant through the window.
Isn't that just an iconic scene? I mean, there's it's a bright, sunshiny day in Florida, and mom with her fresh-pressed dress and her heels walking Beeve to the bus stop.
She
comes back to find one of the neighborhood scofflaws, you know, absconding with a tomato plant.
That's it. But the thing is, the kid yelled at her. He yelled, "See, I have one of your pot plants," as he ran away. She chases after him yelling, "You stupid brat, it's a tomato plant."
Awesome.
It is. Only in Florida. So, Mark's here from the city of Bryan this morning. And he picks up my measuring cup. Just so people know.
Oh, I thought he found your raisins, perhaps.
No, I have the raisins in there, too. I, you know, about three mornings a week, I eat oatmeal. I have to live a portion of my life up here, but Mark holds up the cup and he shows it to Alan. And he goes, "Well, what's this about?" So, just explaining to him that's what it was. Because if not, I'd guess, and I wouldn't do a very good job of guessing, so I actually measure it out. So, anyway. All right, that's that. Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm doing very good.
Good.
I'm glad you were able to clear up that measuring cup mystery.
Glad to. Well,
there.
Normally I hide it when I have, don't hide it. I put it away. But right over there in the cabinet by you is my oatmeal and raisins. So there you go. All right.
Yeah. Good day now.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a couple things coming up this weekend. We're going to start with tomorrow night. People have probably heard about this broom ball tournament.
Oh, yeah.
That's occurring.
Sure.
It's not just the Bryan and College Station Police Departments, but they are definitely taking the focal, you know, attention.
They're like the main event,
else.
If you will.
Exactly.
Huh? Okay.
College Station created this nice PSA to promote the event featuring their one of their lieutenants, Lieutenant Steve Brock.
Okay.
And, of course, that just put our police department up in arms because we hadn't done anything yet.
So they're on you, right?
So naturally, we had to create a response, which we released yesterday.
Okay.
So those are both on the city's perspective.
Oh, so you now have is it a video?
We did a video response.
Very nice.
For those of you who haven't seen, I don't want to completely ruin it.
Okay.
But we kind of pick on CSPD's meager, you know, winning percentage.
Uh-oh.
Yes, so they won last year. That was the only year they've ever won.
How many years you been doing this?
This is the seventh. So we've got 6 years
Wait
to
a minute.
Go
we,
from.
We got like a throwdown going here, don't we?
We do. It's getting right. That kind of dirty. But,
wow.
But
okay.
it, their trophy had actually never left Bryan before last year.
But they didn't come and get it?
It was either the Bryan Fire or Bryan Police Department, and then they finally won last year to claim it. But they were pretty bold in their PSA about winning again this year. So
we may be talking about this tomorrow morning. Okay,
we'll see what happens. Yeah,
this is
all to benefit the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence, which should be kept at the forefront.
Absolutely, really should. Yeah,
that's true. This is tomorrow evening at 5:45 right there at Arctic Wolf Ice Center, and you get to see a bunch of guys out there slipping and sliding around and acting like they know how to play broom ball.
And falling down probably too.
There's a lot of falling. Yes.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That'll be fun to look for.
Good.
This Saturday, the Bryan Animal Center is having their open house. I've mentioned this before. They're having their free adoption event that's going on right now through the end of February. That will obviously still be going on Saturday. The open house is from 1 to 4. They've painted the interior of the building. They've got new kennels, new permanent cages there for the animals. They've just made a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. Our new director, Julianne Burkhalter, will be out there as well, so folks will be able to meet her, the other staff members, and then, of course, look at the dogs and the cats that are available for adoption, and it will be free at the open house as well with a little donation event, a little donation item, food, blankets, mm-hmm. towels, okay. things like that. And then last thing I wanted to mention before I turn it over to Mark is the Texas Reds Winery applications are now up on the website. That's just about all we've got on the Texas Reds website at this point. We've got the date and then the winery applications. So if you go to TexasRedsFestival.com, if you're a winery out there, you want to participate in next year's Texas Reds, that is on the website, TexasRedsFestival.com.
All right, very good.
And then we've got Mark Jerica here from Wastewater. City of Brian's Wastewater.
He's gonna it's like I grew up in that.
I know. From this is where he's from.
We've been saining that through the wastewater, and out came Mark.
Maybe there's a better way to say it.
Yeah, but
anyway, he's talking about a letter that the City of Brian folks will be getting soon.
Very good. What we got going on, Mark?
Well, I'm here to kind of let the cat out of the bag in some way. This is the city's second year to move forward with having a private company offer sewer line warranties for our residents. We had some lessons learned last year, so I just want to come out. Bang the bush a little bit, let folks know in about a month you'll start seeing letters coming to your house. It's a totally legit type deal. It's going to offer private sewer line warranties, residential customers, about $4.75 per month is what's going to be the fee. I think the main things I want to stress in here is that when the residents get these letters, make sure that you know no cost for the letter, the mailing, the marketing was paid by the city. This is all covered by a third-party provider. The city gets no royalties off this service. We basically deferred all royalties to make sure that our citizens get a good product at a lower price. And it's a good fit for some people. It may not be a good fit for others. It's totally optional. And if there's questions, we're going to have a website, the website we listed on that letter. You can give them a call. Quite frankly, if you have other questions, you can give me a call, and I'll try to help you out with that as well.
And really, 3 weeks ago on a Friday night, you may have had trouble because of so much water that we had and brought it home. Right?
We did have a little trouble three weeks ago. Yeah. And so it seems to be pretty good. I looked last night at some numbers. We had about 1,800 residents sign up last year. Mm-hmm. They had 69 claims filed. All the claims were paid. Okay. So it seems to be pretty good at this point.
What are the general things that this policy covers?
Well, predominantly what it's going to do is make sure that the sewer lateral or sewer line itself is operational. So they want to make sure when you flush the toilet, brush your teeth, wash your clothes, that the water's going through that line. If there's a crack or something that's not impacting the sewer line's ability to work, then that's really not something that's going to come in to do. So, I mean, if you have a lot of trees, you have an older house, you got clay pipes, or you have a history of having problems, this may be something you look into. Got a newer home that has no issues? Maybe think about self-insuring. Maybe think about, well, maybe not this time. Maybe look for something in the future.
Now, if I know that I've got clay pipes, which do, tree roots get in there. We've talked about that. Certainly people know that from experience. Had to have somebody come through and run a cutter through there to get rid of them. Yeah, exactly. Now, if you want to replace the line, does this insurance do anything for that?
It depends. What they're going to do is they're going to call out. They basically vet out local plumbers. They're going to send a local plumber to your house. They're going to take a look at the problem. That may be running a camera, maybe excavating, maybe whatever it takes. The professional's going to make that determination. If it's a simple repair, they'll make that. If it's a total line replacement, they're going to do that as well. And that's totally up to the company and up to the plumber when they come out to take a look at it. The city really has no say in how they do and what they do. We just want to make sure that the repair is made by code, and that we have legitimate, licensed plumbers coming out to do the work.
Okay. And it, does the envelope or the letter say City of Brian on
it? You're going to see that again this year, and that's a little bit of a lessons learned as well. You'll have the city's return address is going to be on the outside of the envelope, so there's not going to be a shock. That's part of the contract that we had to do. And you're also going to see the city's logo on it as well. But this year, you're not going to find the Public Works Director's signature on that letter as well. We've cleaned it up because of the lessons learned. It should be very clear that there's no cost paid by the city for this campaign. It's totally optional. And that there's no royalties. Once again, we're trying to make sure that we brought in a legitimate company to offer this service and to give our residents the best possible price that they can obtain. And if it's not something they want to move forward with, so be it.
Okay. About $4.75 a month, and you'll get the letter, you say, in the next month.
Probably about the next month.
Okay. Right. Sounds good. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
Yep. We visit with the folks from the City of Brian on Thursdays, and our community interview segment is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. Have a cataract or any vision correction? Call 776-7564.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Planning a wedding can be overwhelming, but keep calm and marry on because you'll find everything you need at one easy-to-find location. Just go to BrazosValleyBride.com. Everything you'll need to make your wedding unforgettable is a click away. BrazosValleyBride.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You've probably heard me talking about Vital 28, the super vitamin from the Activate Company. So, I'm kind of glad when I hear from you about this fine product. People are writing to me all the time thanking me for telling them about this marvelous product. And what they are saying is simple. The product works, and it doesn't upset their stomach. Unlike some of the store-bought vitamins, there is no waste with Vital 28. Its specially formulated pharmaceutical-grade ingredients are time-released for maximum effect in your body, and it will not upset your stomach, so you get the full benefit and none of the downside. We love Vital 28 at the Allen household. Both Sandy and I take it every day, and we can really feel the difference. Now, you can order online, of course, at www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. I have a question for you. Who was the first man to break the sound barrier? You know, go faster than the speed of sound. Chuck Yeager, right? Are you sure? Of course you are. We all know that General Chuck Yeager, pilot and American hero, was the first man to fly faster than the speed of sound. But that's not the only record here. There was also Joe Kittinger. Oh, don't know him, huh? Well, that's kind of sad because he's a great American, too. Let me tell you a little bit about this rather remarkable fellow. Joe began his career just about the time that Chuck Yeager was penetrating the sound barrier in the Mojave Desert. Joe's first assignment after flight school was in Europe, where he was fairly quickly assigned as a test pilot to NATO. Upon his return, he flew tracking jets for the now famous rocket sled experiments. Joe was assigned to test the effects of high-altitude bailout for pilots, and on several occasions had to jump out of a balloon and parachute from very high altitudes. Joe volunteered for the Air Force's Aero Commandos. He was sent to Vietnam and logged over 1,000 hours in combat flight. He flew over 483 missions and shot down a Russian MiG-21 in 1972. 2 months later, he was shot down himself and spent 11 months in solitary confinement in the infamous Hanoi Hilton prison. All in all, Joe Kittinger logged more than 11,000 flight hours in 62 different types of aircraft, and he's a master parachute jumper. An amazing man, huh? You bet he is. But what does that have to do with Chuck Yeager and the sound barrier? Well, you see, Joe Kittinger was also the first man to break the sound barrier. Yep, it's true. How is it, you ask? Well, it was from his experimental flights with high-altitude balloons. You see, on August 16, 1960, Joe piloted his craft to a height of 102,800 feet. Then he jumped out. Yeah, it's a little-known fact that Joe Kittinger became the first man that day to exceed the speed of sound, and the only man to do it without an airplane or space vehicle.
826, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Veronica's here this morning. You've been hearing about it. It's coming up. It's the expo that's this weekend. If you're a homeowner, new or you've had it for a long, long time, this is a place to get a whole bunch of information. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Let's talk about the 2012 Expo Center Home Show so that people can know what's going on.
Yes. The event is going to be this weekend, February 25th, 26th. It's going to be at the Brazos Exposition Center on Leonard Road in Bryan. It'll be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for seniors, and children under 12 get in free.
Do you have any special sponsors or do you have any headlining sponsors?
Yes, our title sponsor is McCoy's, and we have a few other sponsors, the Bank and Trust, Southwest Homes, just a couple to... Just a few more. I can't think of my...
That's okay. That's all right. Now, do you have a website where people can go to get information?
Yes, you can go to the Bryan College Station Home Builders Association website, which is www.bcsbuilders.org, or you can call the main number at 979-696-0272. There's 120 booths, 91 companies being represented. We're going to have seminars covering anything from home building, remodeling, landscaping, energy efficiency, interior lighting, and decorating. And we're going to have, in the pavilion, we're going to have a petting zoo and a junior master gardening center. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We look forward to seeing everybody there.
Yeah, that way there's something for the kiddos to do because mom and dad are going to look at stuff. I don't think I've been out there a time that I haven't learned about some kind of a new product that's out there and available to solve some sort of a thing because... There are people always thinking of ways to help homeowners out. It's a gigantic market, and this is a great opportunity to see some new products and services.
It is, and you know, a lot of the stuff now is energy efficiency. So there's a lot of that, a lot of good talks about landscaping, and you know, we had a serious drought this past summer,
right.
So there's going to be some good information on that.
Yeah, we're not out of it yet, just because we've had a lot of rain. We could still end up having some problems. But again, because you have the Expo Center, you can have lots of. You know, there was a time when the restraints of the Brazos Center made it difficult for some people to be able to display. But because the Expo Center is so much larger, lots of different displays and larger displays, I'm sure.
Much
too.
Larger. It's the exhibit hall is indoors, and then the pavilion, which is outside. We're going to have a lot of good exhibits out there too. So you want to be sure and get out to the pavilion as well.
So remember, that is coming up this weekend. Now tell us the hours again.
The hours are Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, so there you are. Or go to the website, bcsbuilders.org, and find out all about what's going on. Thanks for coming in this morning, Veronica.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Recently, our own Bill Oliver visited with Beth Milam of the Brazos Valley Coalition Against Domestic Violence. They've got a fundraiser coming up on Friday. It's a broom ball tournament at Arctic Wolf. Beth Milam talks about that first.
And it's going to be at Arctic Wolf. We are really, really appreciative of them donating the rink time, but we're excited about it. We're going to have the Bryan PD, College Station PD, Sheriff's Office, and Adult Probation out there this year fighting for the golden broom, so it should be a good time.
We'll remind you one more time about it later, but first let Beth Milam tell you about what the Brazos Valley Coalition Against Domestic Violence does.
We're a group made up of community advocates and members from a lot of local nonprofits. It's our mission to educate this county and surrounding counties about domestic violence and teen dating violence through our education programs and public outreach events.
And unfortunately, it's likely a cause that will never go away.
Recent events remind us time and time again that it's an issue that affects all walks of life, every socioeconomic class and race of people. It doesn't matter.
Now, putting celebrities on pedestals, celebrities who have been accused of domestic violence, well, Beth Milam sees that as a real problem, a la the Grammy Awards.
You know, there's been a lot of controversy about Chris Brown. Speaking only for myself, I can say I think there's situations where second chances aren't necessarily deserved, and I think that's one of them. It was a glamorization of a batterer, and I think that opportunity and that media coverage could have been better spent perhaps talking about domestic violence or at least giving maybe Chris Brown an opportunity to advocate for his past wrongdoings and talk about how he's become a better person if we, in fact, need to focus on him at all.
Of course, you want the problem to go away, but public awareness, when it does happen, has helped get the word out. Here again, Beth Milam.
We have a lot of positive responses when, unfortunately, when things do make the news. We get a lot of people who find some bravery and feel that those moments are a good time for them to reach out and seek help. We get a lot of emails and phone calls through the coalition, a lot through local counseling and police department. And that's great when we have that. It makes you sad that we have to field those kinds of phone calls and outreach efforts. But we're just so glad that we're here to do that, because too many people feel like they don't have someone to go to, and too many communities don't have a group or amazing individuals who are here to provide those services.
So how do you get in touch with the Brazos Valley Coalition Against Domestic Violence?
The best way is to just get online. Our website is www.bccadv.org, and we do have the contact information on there for local hotlines as well as national hotlines and some resource information. If you're not ready to take that step, but maybe you just want to send an email, maybe you just want to read an article and get some more information, we've got you covered in every facet you could imagine on there.
And remember, the coalition can always use volunteers. Contact them about that. Again, the Broom Bowl tournament coming up on Friday at 5:45 at the Arctic Wolf Ice Rink. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 833, 68 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Yes, 80s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Normandy man awaiting transfer to prison was found dead in his Leon County jail cell Tuesday in Centerville. Sheriff Jerry Wakefield says 37-year-old John French was found hanging in his cell by employees conducting an hourly check of inmates.
Did find that the subject was unconscious. He had a rope made out of a sheet tied around his neck, and the sheet was then tied onto the shower head.
French was sentenced this month to 18 years in prison on a second-degree felony conviction of continuous family violence. Texas Rangers are investigating. Next year's proposed budget in the College Station School District calls for cuts totaling nearly $2 million. Superintendent Eddie Colson says thanks to the Texas School Finance Formula, it appears CSISD will not keep any of last year's city bond refund that totaled more than $1 million.
Even as we think about many, many creative solutions other than simply the city refunding the money to the district, it does appear that CSISD will not be able to actually realize any of that money. It is awful, discouraging news, and it just shows kind of the state of school finance.
Proposals before the school board include high school teachers in core subjects teaching an extra class and restructuring support staff in the instructional technology department. Atmos Energy says its costs are going up, and they want a 5.5% rate increase on natural gas delivery to cover those costs.
Atmos says its costs have gone up since the last rate case in 2007, and it needs more money to pay for the improvements. Over recent years, some critics have worried that fracking, the method some gas companies use to extract natural gas, causes earthquakes that could cause damage to those underground lines. Because Atmos does not involve itself in fracking, Jennifer Ryan declined to discuss that matter, but she acknowledges
there's natural shifting of the ground at all times. And again, to maintain the safety and reliability of our pipeline, then yes, we have to go in there consistently and check everything.
LP Phillips, TSN News.
Number three in gaining, that's Texas A&M's position in the amount of research money nationwide among universities without a medical school, like the Aggie women's track team capturing their third straight national title by winning a relay race. Chief Research Officer Jeff Seaman expects A&M to overtake MIT and Cal Berkeley.
It's as much a part of our DNA as is the Corps and the 12th man. And we are headed for first place because, just like a relay race, for research bronze is not good enough.
Addressing a Chamber of Commerce audience Wednesday, Siemens cited a variety of ongoing projects, as large as $60 million this year, going into underwater oil drilling, cancer research of humans and dogs, and digital entertainment. Two members of the Bryan City Council live in what will soon be the same district. WTAW's Bill Oliver tells us more about how that's being sorted out.
Chuck Condo and his family moved into a house last October that this coming July will be located inside Ann Horton's council district. Condo says he notified the council in executive session and has received legal advice from city staff. And he's withholding comment about his political future.
So I get that question from time to time. Probably had a couple of dozen people ask that of me now. And I defer them to the city secretary's office so that she can accurately explain what is very complicated wording on election law.
City Secretary Marilyn Stronda says if Condola makes a public comment between now and July 9th, he would have to resign immediately. Stronda says according to the Texas Constitution, Condola can continue to serve until after the November election when his successor is sworn in. Technically, Stronda says Condola is still living in the proper district because the new boundaries don't kick in until July, when filing begins for the November election. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And a medical examiner did not find any evidence that an 82-year-old pilot suffered a medical event before the plane he was flying crashed in central Arkansas last year, killing the pilot, his wife, and two Oklahoma State University basketball coaches. The Associated Press obtained copies of the autopsy reports and toxicology tests. The autopsy results showed that pilot Olin Brandstetter's death was essentially instantaneous. That crash happened in November of last year near Perryville, Arkansas. Authorities did not request toxicology tests for Brandstetter's wife Paula or Oklahoma State women's basketball coach Kurt Budke and assistant coach Miranda Cerna. WTAW News Time is 8:37, 68 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Let's do some weather, brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAVE.
A warm Thursday around the region with sunshine and a high of 85 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clouding up. There could be a shower. Lows overnight near 50. Tomorrow and Saturday, we cool off. We'll have clouds, a high of 65 for tomorrow. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows very close to 40 degrees. Saturday is going to be partly sunny. And temperatures Saturday afternoon are going to be right around 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here you go. Just busy today. Just busy. Y'all talk to Ben? We haven't talked to Ben.
Well, Ben's got reason.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Puff up. I mean,
yes, sir.
You got to dial 9 first.
Yeah. More puffing by Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's busy, but, you know, that's... But, yeah, there are a lot of folks around here busy. Ben's going to be one of them.
Yeah. He's here, I know.
His car.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, let's talk to a Ben if he's around.
Okay, hang on.
All right. Yeah. There's Ben. He's been traveling around, too.
Yes.
Yeah, been gone a lot. Yeah, he's back.
There he is.
Yeah.
I knew he was there.
He was just waiting.
Yeah, I know.
The general manager.
Think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Front desk always narks you out.
Yeah, I know.
So
Scott's on line one.
Mr. Down, someone who sounds just like Scott is on line one.
I hate that. Mm-hmm. You know, now, you'd been traveling, and I'm so sorry you didn't get a chance to, because had you been in town, I was going to let you in on the latest edition of American Pickers.
You know, I'm sorry that I had an opportunity to miss that and followed up on it.
Yeah, because American Pickers is great. They go in and they steal things from old people, you know?
They really do. Not.
Yeah. Well, what they've started doing now is they've kind of gone into this consignment phase.
Oh.
Of where, for instance, I think the NASCAR Museum needed some stuff, and so the American Pickers got out.
Just for clarity on my part, this is a television program.
Yeah.
Right? This is broadcast on cable TV.
Yeah, it's on the same night as Pawn Stars, so I know you watch that.
Is it the same? Is it the History Channel also?
Yes, it's the History Channel.
Yeah, just like Pawn Stars?
Yes. And again,
is it up against the Toothless Swamp People or whatever that show is?
That I've never seen. I don't know.
Shoot him!
Boy, Swamp People. I watched it one night, and of course, being from Arkansas, it kind of bothered me because some of those folks look like relatives.
Yeah.
And one of them walked into his house, you know, and there's the camera and everything. And I looked, and it's a little thing, but it just really got to me. I said, "This is the essence of this program." And he didn't have a plate over his light switch.
You know? Exposed wiring.
Oh yeah.
I guess it just broken off. Yeah. And, you know,
yeah.
39 cents at Lowe's.
That's too much trouble.
Smacks of effort.
No, there's no sticky finger in there. It'd be fine. No.
The problem was now. Truth be told. The problem was he needed a white switch, and putty was the only color they had.
Yeah.
So he needed it to match.
They only had stone and slate.
That's right. Yeah. Were they dining on squirrel and dumplings that night?
So we digress. We digress so far. But American Pickers, the story of guys who go around in a Mercedes-Benz cargo van, basically stealing things from old people.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent premise.
Their last consignment was to help furnish the country home of William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so they had Shatner.
I thought he was killed in a horrible bus plug.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought about that. But anyhow, since we've last spoken, once again, your name is on a short list.
Well, as it turns out, I got the phone call yesterday at an awkward time, but it's not so much a short list as it is that it is the list. We have four winners, and Mayor Barry and I asked the question. I said, that's how I found out about it. I said, so Mayor Barry is in there? And they said, yeah. I said, so if I bump her off, then I've got like a 25% improvement in my chances.
Sure, yeah.
And that's when I got the call from the Secret Service people.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But anyway, so Mayor Barry and I, we're going to have a little bet. We're going to exchange recipes, whichever one of us wins. I'm going to give her this chicken Florentine dish, and she's going to give me the recipe for what she calls a sandwich. So I think it'll work
really?
Out.
I was going to say, yes, the difficulty for each person involved is about equal. So the list is the nominees for the Jefferson Award.
Actually, these are the winners.
The winners.
You can call it whatever you'd like. His name came up in conversation.
That's right.
Like.
Yeah.
But for those of us who actually received the plaque, it's called winning.
Okay.
Right.
So
right. My email last night to the crew said finalists. That was wrong. They're winners. Okay. One of them will get to represent the Brazos Valley in Washington.
You sound like Roy said a political forum. They're all winners.
That's right.
No, technically.
Yes,
we are.
Yes.
But anyway, yes. But it was a nice thing. Mike Wright called me yesterday to break the grand and glorious news. So I'm pretty pleased, and I'm really pleased that the radio station people don't push back when we decide that we're going to do another fundraiser, or when we're going to do something else, when there's another group that comes to us and says, "Look, we have this real need. Can you guys help?" And so it's nice. It's good to have a staff, and it's good to have the free time to be able to do that.
Well, and it's good to have the ownership and management that allows that situation to happen. And again, one of the advantages of having the owner live in the zip code.
It is handy. It is handy because you don't have to put the reason you're doing this into a memo, scan it, and send it off.
Yeah.
You know, the guy wakes up and he can see it right there, and that's a good thing.
Yep.
The other part is I think what really turned the corner for me on the deal was the fact that I was Santa Claus 8 times last year.
Oh!
I think that's really what did it. I think, technically, what wasn't today City of Bryan Day?
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes,
so
it was.
Did Brugman happen to mention that I'm going to be given the designation the official Santa of the City of Bryan before this is over?
Is there a sash involved?
I think there's a hat.
You'd be surprised how much is involved.
Yes, I would.
First step on being a good Santa every year, flu shot.
Yeah. Ah. Very nice.
No wonder you're such a stickler for those around here.
Step one, get your flu shot, drink your vitamin C.
Vitamin C. Oh, okay, all right. All right.
Well, come on, I take it seriously.
Yeah,
man, you know
there
that.
You go. Well, anyway, well, congratulations on being one of the winners of the Jefferson Award. And,
well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. My door is always open. You can come down here and bask in the reflected glow anytime you
kiss
like.
Kiss the ring.
Yeah, exactly. And that too.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their pre-show sale going on right now. Order now and save big. When you place a new order, you'll receive 10% off. You'll also find 10 to 30% off on select items throughout the store. Items marked to move before Kent goes to show. Amish Furniture is clearing the floor for all the new furniture that he's ordering. Head over and save 10 to 30% off throughout the store and 10% on all new orders before Kent leaves. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office during the pre-show sale going on right now at Amish Furniture for Generations. But hurry, Kent will be leaving soon. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center right next door to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. This will make you feel good. Researchers believe they may have found a way to predict which teen drivers will have car wrecks. And then why don't we just let them not get in their cars? Wouldn't that be good? That didn't work.
Yeah.
All right. According to the findings published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, why there? Those who make sharp turns and screech halts are more likely to have a crash or near crash. Okay, what is the definition of a near crash? Which then again makes me think about why when airplanes almost crash, is it called a near miss?
Yeah.
You know? Because it isn't. It's a miss. But it's a near miss. Anyway. So according to these findings, researchers put cameras in the cars of newly licensed drivers and found those who engaged in risky driving behavior were more likely to have an accident a few weeks later. Duh. Researchers say the findings don't prove edgy driving habits cause crashes, but kind of a predictor of them. And I've said this before. You take a kid who has just gotten their driver's license, and they don't understand the concept, maybe, of moving at 70 miles an hour, the distance that you cover in 70 miles an hour in a second and a half, for instance, or can you calculate the speed of the vehicle coming in front of you as you're about to make a turn? I mean, those kind of things, I think, are kind of learned in some ways, and it does take a little bit of time to do that, but nonetheless, there you go. This week's hot TV shows. Want to do it this week because there's no sports in the list. See, normally when the NFL is going on, obviously they make the top of the list. But here are your top 10 television shows for last week. Number 10 is Criminal Minds. Number 9, Two and a Half Men. Person of Interest.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Person of Interest, which is an odd show. That's that Jim Caviezel dude.
Yeah.
The Mentalist. Big Bang Theory. Are you noticing a trend here? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, all ZBS.
Mm-hmm. Been that way for a while.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. As is number 5, NCIS Los Angeles. Here's your first non-CBS. That's The Voice, coming in at number 4. Number 3 and number 2 is American Idol, and number 1 is NCIS.
Ah.
With that quarterback guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we watched that one.
Yeah, and it does.
Yeah,
does
we've been watching The Voice for the first time ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're pretty talented people there. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the singer? The not the judge you're talking about.
Yeah, the singers. Yeah. Yeah, the singers. Hey, the judges are too. You've got Christine Aguilar and Blake Shelton and
CeeLo Green.
And
you can finally
Levine, whatever name it is.
The Maroon 5 dude.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can finally get Beatles songs as ringtones. iTunes still has the exclusive digital rights to all the things Fab Four. Mm-hmm. And now all 27 songs on the Beatles One collection available as 30-second ringtones. Got any idea what the number one Beatles ringtone would be? I am shocked over this, but nonetheless. All right, here we go. Here's top 7. I Feel Fine. Number 6 is A Hard Day's Night. Number 5 is Can't Buy Me Love. Number 4 is I Want to Hold Your Hand. Number 3 is She Loves You.
Yeah.
Number 2 is From Me to You. Number 1 is The Long and Winding Road. No, it's not. Number 1 is Love Me Do. So, don't know. There you are, in case you care about that. And we now have a new world record. Thank you today for the tallest stack of pancakes.
Oh.
Yep, Huffington Post. After several failed attempts, Andy Rorble, the Australian, has managed to stack 60 pancakes on top one of another. The finished stack, 2.49 feet. The world record stack eventually collapsed, of course, but luckily officials at the Guinness Book able to measure it first. Precisely? I mean, how do you do that? You put the tape up against it, and that could cause the tower to fall. The old record was 2.42 feet, so there you are. We have a new pancake stack, and I'm guessing no pats of butter in between and certainly no syrup on top.
No,
new
viscosity and general slipperiness would not be good there.
Love Me Do.
Still stuck there.
I know the song. It's okay. Yeah,
I'm just trying to get it back into my head.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer. Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Come see us at the Home Expo February 25th and 26th. We are launching an exciting new product.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
So, guys, Sixtail. So, guys, I think we have a real story for tomorrow. I think we're going to have like, and Chase, you might want to kind of delve into this,
okay?
Since you deal with these guys and gals on a more regular basis than either Tom or I. And the broom ball is coming up,
right?
Yeah, they're going to do that at the Arctic Wolf. By the way,
right? Where they were just talking about it, and I just did a BBV on it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. big signage for a local broadcast company there.
Yeah, the ice rink
available now at a local ice rink near you.
That's right. So they're going to do the broom ball thing, and
I've participated in that. I've played in one
have
of those.
You? Yeah. Have you?
Once.
Once, yeah, that's it. Now,
as soon as I went tango uniform and caught the ice right in the back of the coconut, I decided I was done with
that. That was enough of that.
Yep.
So they've played 7 times, okay? And College Station won last year. And so they apparently put a video up on their website.
Mm-hmm. With Lieutenant Brock.
Exactly. Kind of, you know, pumping up the fact that they won.
Right.
Well, so that kind of got BPD a little upset.
Well, you know,
because they've won every time prior to that.
Because, you know, there's no competition amongst police officers or anything like that.
And yeah, if you'll recall, we had a former police chief, I think, who injured himself running in one of those balls at Reed Arena, right?
I believe you're correct.
Yeah. So anyway, but as it was pointed out to me today, even though College Station won last year, they never came to get the trophy. It never left Brian.
What? Oh, my goodness.
So Brian now has apparently on their website developed an answer video to what College Station has come up with. So I said to him, you know, is this going to be a throwdown on the ice tomorrow? And we may need to, so I say, if you want to delve into this a little bit today.
Could get testy.
We could talk to maybe some people doing trash over brooms in the ice and, you know, just could be fun. And again, it all goes for a very good cause. So, you know, if you can go, that'd be cool.
And if you've never seen broom ball, it's exciting. It's fun.
Yeah.
But as I said, the ice is hard and I don't want to do that.
I
don't
anymore.
Want to land on my head anymore.
I understand. So Officer Frank.
Poncherello?
No.
Dang.
Frank
Bargavioni, okay, dispatched to a house in New Britain, Connecticut, where a 10-year-old boy is stopped breathing. While performing CPR, the boy vomited on him. So the department required him to file a report indicating he could have been exposed to communicable diseases. So Frank's a little shocked over that when he receives the reply from the city attorneys. The incident was not, quote, casually related to a work-related condition, end quote. They said that they would contest the worker's compensation if he applied for it. Frank wrote back to him. He said, I thought the city wanted me to try to save the kid's life.
Yeah, really?
The city, on one hand, cannot demand and acknowledge that we exposed ourselves to any kind of a threat or injury.
Well, he's a police officer, isn't he?
Really? After a month, he still has not received any reply. And the city paid to train him in CPR.
Hmm.
So the next time, if this were to happen again, and he attempted to save the child's life or a person's life, and they vomited on him, you're just supposed to stop it there and say, oh,
exactly.
That's a deal breaker right there.
I'm out of here.
I didn't sign
up
for that.
Yeah, don't know. Very, very strange.
Bureaucracy.
Almost like a state agency won't allow a school district to keep money that's theirs. I know.
Yeah, that would never happen,
though.
That's
silly. It is. The most popular places to eat breakfast.
Uh-huh. Home.
Okay. Number one is in front of the TV. Number two is at work. Number three is on the sofa. Then there's on my feet while getting dressed. At the kitchen or dining room table is number five. Number five is sitting at the table eating.
Who has the time?
Yeah, exactly. Number six, while checking email.
Excuse me. Who makes the time?
There
that's a better question.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Number seven is in the car. Number eight is in bed. Number nine is walking to work. Number 10 is a little odd. It's in the shower.
Oh.
What?
Really?
Huh. Which answers the other question. If you're
putting skim on your Raisin Bran, I can see how you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between shower water and the milk that you supposedly are using. But otherwise, ew.
Yeah, that wasn't a stretch, was it? On this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do. We told you about this in 1836, the siege of the Alamo began.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. 1861, President-elect Abraham Lincoln arrived secretly in Washington to take the oath of office. There had already been an assassination.
Oh, that's right,
in
Baltimore. Not exactly friendly territory.
No. And in 1942, the first shelling of the U.S. mainland during World War II occurred as a Japanese submarine fired on an oil refinery in Elwood, California. Did you know that? Because I don't think I did until today.
There you go.
You got a minute.
Kind of testy on The View. Star Jones shows up for the first time since 2006 at the invitation of Barbara Walters, who said that they had made up and buried the hatchet.
Between each other's shoulder blades?
Yeah. But